25 B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
USLLC.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 346 on this mid-May show. Hope you're all doing well out there in radio land or in podcast land. As this same show that airs on more than 100 stations across the country is also uploaded as a podcast to all the major platforms like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Audible, Google Podcasts, which is going away soon, iHeartRadio, and many others. Anyhow, however you're tuning in to Tech It Out, and wherever you are, thank you. Hope you enjoy this weekly program designed to break down geek speak into street speak. We have a great show planned for you this hour. We'll kick things off with a look at a new GPS tracker for your car in case it's stolen. After that, Metro by T-Mobile joins us to share news about a seriously good deal for those who prefer a prepaid mobile phone plan opposed to a postpaid one, and it involves getting a new phone every year. Also on the show, I was in New York on Wednesday doing a bunch of TV interviews about smart home tech, and so I'll share highlights from that. And finally, a real estate platform called Final Offer that's meant to help both home buyers and home sellers get the most out of what is likely one of the biggest transactions in your life. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. With auto theft showing no signs of slowing down in this country, not to mention thieves becoming more brazen, the cat and mouse game to try and curb this huge problem has evolved into a security arms race with organized crime. And so many are looking to innovative anti-theft deterrence or better tracking technology. Joining us all the way from France to talk about Invoxia is the CEO of the company, Clément Moreau. Thanks for your time, Clément. Good to chat with you.
Hello, thanks for your time.
Now, before we talk about the solution, let's discuss the problem. How bad has car thefts become?
It's a fun question, how bad it is. Actually, it's more than 1 million cars stolen just in the U.S. each year. And it has been more than 15 years that it's more than 1 million cars. Mm-hmm. And it continues to grow. It's a really, really bad phenomenon, which continues to grow year after year of a rate around 5% growth. So it's a big, big problem. And not to mention that a lot of those cars never appear back in the life of their owner.
Right.
A lot of those cars are completely stolen, and you will never recover them. Or if you recover them, they will be completely destroyed or damaged, and it will maybe it's even worse than disappear. Mm.
Yeah, from what I understand, when cars are stolen in the U.S. or in Canada, they're almost immediately on a shipping container to Europe or Africa and the Middle East, and that's it. You're never going to see it again. And why do you think there's been a huge uptick in car thefts?
One of the big reasons is that the price of vehicles continue to grow. years after years, and people really like those vehicles. A lot of people have very expensive cars, and it's quite easy actually to get a car from the street. So
yeah,
it's not very difficult for people who know how to do it, and that's the reason why this theft continue to grow. The impact of police and recovery is also very important. In a lot of cities, of course not all of them, but in a lot of cities, car criminality is not the biggest priority for police system, which means that they don't really try to get rid of it.
Fair. So now please tell us about Invoxia. Your company creates GPS trackers, yes?
Yeah, so we are in the business of electronics, IoT, AI for 15 years now. The company has been founded by a very talented team of engineers 15 years ago, and they decided 7 years ago to go in the GPS tracking business, which means that we now have around 500,000 users of our trackers who benefit from the protection of knowing where their property will go, which means that it doesn't prevent your car to be stolen, of course.
Right.
It's not a perfect system that will completely prevent your car to be stolen, but you will get an alarm and you will get a notification really, really soon. As soon as your vehicle start moving, if you're not inside the vehicle, if your phone is not inside the vehicle, you will get a notification. And those notifications will show you where the vehicle is going. It will show you when the vehicle park again, and then you will be able to be assisted by the police department to try to get your vehicle back. A very important thing is that in a lot of locations, if you have a precise spot where you think your vehicle is, the police department will help you.
That's what I was going to ask you. It's one thing to be able to track your vehicle, say, on a map and share that information with authorities. I would never encourage our listeners to try to retrieve it on their own. Why put yourself in danger? But will the police, generally speaking, will the authorities go after this?
So from the experience of our users, they don't really help you if the vehicle keep moving. But once your car is usually in a parking, in front of a supermarket or something like this, they are really helpful, because in this case it's easy. You can go to your car with the assistance of authorities, and you can get it back.
And if your vehicle does end up on one of those big ships to go overseas, the police or whatever organization that investigates all this, they may have a gold mine there, right? They may, if by using your GPS technology to track your one vehicle, it could lead to 100 vehicles.
Yes, in this case, we have been seeing that also for not for cars, but for bikes and motorbikes, because motorbikes and bikes are smaller than cars, so you can even put more in the truck than regular cars. And in this case, police team is really happy because they can grab a truck with like hundreds
right.
of bikes or stolen bikes inside.
Yeah.
And it's very important for them in this case.
We're chatting with Clément Moreau. He is the CEO of a company called Invoxia, Invoxia. He's based in France. We're chatting about the problem of car thefts being on the rise and what their solution is. So I believe it's called ProTracker. There's a feature within that called the Invoxia theft file. Can you walk us through all that, Clément, and how it works exactly? Is this something that you would hide in your vehicle, like the actual hardware?
So you hide the GPS tracker inside your vehicle. If you get a notification that your car is moving, whereas you are in working or at night, for example, then you have the ability to get a link in this theft file. You get a link and a map of the location of your vehicle, and you share this file with the police and also with your insurance company, and then they are able to get access to the location, which was difficult before, because you had to take screenshots of your iPhone and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's really easy because we have this file that you can actually, it's a PDF that you send to the police department, and then they can track your vehicle.
How is this different than other GPS solutions over the years or even decades? I remember LoJack being a thing. Does this work any differently?
One of the major big advantage of our solution is autonomy. You only have to recharge this tracker once every between 1 month and 6 months, depending on the usage that you do of the tracker, which is very, very, very convenient. Then you can hide this tracker. It doesn't attach to the battery of your car. You can really hide it where you want in the vehicle. And it has an autonomy of 1 month or maybe 6 months if you don't use your car a lot, which means that it's quite useful.
Okay.
If you really have to recharge it every 2 days, of course you will forget at some point.
Yeah.
That's why we insisted a lot on autonomy. And then we have geofencing features, which means that you can draw on a map, you can draw some sort of circle around your house or around your little town, for example.
Sure.
And then you get a notification each time your car move out of this border, which is very convenient for people.
Sure. Got it. Before we wrap up, can you give us any other tips to reducing the odds of your vehicle being stolen, whether it's a high-tech solution like yours or something more common sense-based? You know, I've heard things like, if you have a garage, make sure you park in it. If you have a less expensive vehicle also in the family, put that behind the more expensive one so it's harder to get it, the more expensive one, things like that.
Yeah, it depends on the country. In each zone, our users give different advices. In some places, you really have to park your car inside a garage, and if you don't do it, you will get stolen anyway. But also, you have to take into account the fact that not all the vehicles are stolen with the same rate. You will find on the internet rates of stolen car vehicle model per model or brand per brand, and you will see that it varies a lot. I would really recommend to take a look at those rates before you decide on a new expensive
right.
car.
But with your existing car, if your car is on the list as one of the most desirable among thieves, anything else you can do? Do you recommend those wheel locks?
Yeah, they help. Everything helps. And of course, getting a GPS is a help after getting stolen.
Like you said, it's not a deterrent. It'll just help you track and hopefully find your vehicle. Where can we learn more about Invoxia's GPS Pro tracker, including costs? And is there a subscription fee on top of it, and where we can get more info?
So the product is on sale on Amazon.com or Invoxia.com.
Okay.
And yes, you have a subscription for this GPS Pro. We
yeah.
include, depending on the version you buy, we include one year or 2 years of subscription directly in the box. You could also buy without any subscription if you want, and get it month by month. So all the options are really up.
Invoxia.com or Amazon. We've been chatting with Clément Moreau. Thanks so much for your time, Clément. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393, 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Fort Lauderdale, new homes for veterans are coming to Broward County. Two new apartment buildings will be dedicated to housing those who have served our country, in part thanks to a big donation. Last Monday, U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz was joined by United Way of Broward County leaders, staff, and veterans to announce more than $1 million in funding that she was instrumental in securing in the House appropriations process to support the purchase of critical veteran housing. She said it's cruel to leave a vulnerable person like a veteran thrown to the wolves out in the community. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Don't let these people think you're a moron. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden claims he brought inflation down from 9 to 1%, blaming corporate greed and shrinkflation. He says that people like you actually have money that they don't want to spend. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, built as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers. As evidenced by many vocal computer gamers online, this new chip is celebrated by the passionate community with clock speeds up to 5.8 gigahertz, allowing you to game, stream, record and share smoothly as these processors handle the most demanding tasks quickly and efficiently thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. And new for select 14th gen processors, Intel Application Optimizer. As the name suggests, this tool intelligently determines app resources, giving you an added boost for gaming performance as it prioritizes that application for you right then and there. Speaking of games, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws is included on qualifying Intel Core i5, i7, and i9 14th gen processors when you purchase online, while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. More info on Intel Core 14th gen mobile processors is at intel.com. That's simply intel.com. I often get messages from listeners about phone plans and carriers, what to look for, should I go prepaid or postpaid, who has the best deals and such. And so I'm looking forward to this next interview with Clint Patterson. He's prepaid chief marketing officer
for T-Mobile to chat with us about an announcement from Metro by T-Mobile this past week tied to a new plan. Hey, Clint, good to have you on the show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me.
Now, before we talk about this new news, please tell us a bit about Metro by T-Mobile. Let's also define prepaid versus postpaid so everybody's up to speed.
Sure, yeah. Metro by T-Mobile is the number one brand in prepaid. We have over 6,000 points of distribution, 6,000 stores located in local communities all across America. And the difference between prepaid and postpaid is really simple. It's really when you pay your bill. Do you pay it at the beginning of the month or the end of the month? But it actually goes a little bit deeper than that in that, you know, what really defines prepaid is that there are no contracts, no credit checks. And at Metro by T-Mobile, we like to say no surprises. It's pretty straightforward for most customers. Usually taxes and fees are included. Customers who are choosing prepaid are often choosing it for the simplicity, how straightforward it is. And customers who choose postpaid are very often in a device financing contract. So it's a very straightforward value proposition.
Maybe it's a stupid question, Clint, but I know that a mobile phone plan, whether it's prepaid or postpaid, is usually divided into two groups. There's the calls and texts, and then the other side is data. So like email and browsing the web and social media and all that. If you don't know how much you're going to use that month when it comes to data, how do you prepay?
Most customers choose to prepay for unlimited data.
Okay.
I think we're in a world where your phone is your gateway to so much of the world. It's how you connect with friends. It's how you get work done. It's how you navigate the world. And so I think many customers just prefer to not have to worry about that part of their life. We still have limited data plans on Metro by T-Mobile, and many prepaid providers provide that. For some customers, they know exactly what they want, and they should have that flexibility to kind of choose a plan that works for them.
Fair enough. And then, as you said, you don't have to commit to a 12 or 24-month plan. You kind of pay as you go. And I know there was a big announcement last week, Clint, so why don't we jump right into that? What did Metro by T-Mobile announce?
Yeah, so we announced something we call Metro Flex, and this really gets after the biggest pain point that customers feel in prepaid. And it's that if two customers walked into a prepaid store, and one was a loyal, lifelong customer, and one was just off the street, sort of first time in the store, prepaid provider would give one of them a free phone, and it's the stranger, basically. So existing prepaid customers feel like their business is not valued by prepaid carriers, and we're putting an end to that with Metro Flex so that new and existing customers get the same great deals. And that means that you get a free 5G phone when you join, and you get the same great deals as new customers when you stay. So you can get that new customer feeling again and again and again. And that means that when you stay with Metro at 12 months, at 24 months, at 36 months, you can upgrade your phone and get that same new customer deal.
Okay, I like that idea. But you mentioned earlier that you don't have to commit as a prepaid customer. So obviously, you can't give someone like a new iPhone and then, you know, they only stay for 1 month. So how does that work?
Yeah, so it's still with no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises. So it's still with all the flexibility of prepaid. So when you join on a Metro Flex plan, it is still month to month. But all that we're saying is when you stay for 12 months, there's a path to that next upgrade for you.
Okay, so you get the free device, and I will ask you, I used iPhone as an example, but I'd love to hear specifically what choices you have in terms of phones. So you do get that phone with the Metro Flex plan as a prepaid customer, but should you decide not to stay with Metro by T-Mobile for whatever reason, what happens at that point with the device?
That device will be locked for 12 months, after which you can unlock it and take it wherever you want, but that's really it. You can leave anytime.
Okay.
If it's not working for you, then you should leave. This is just our way of showing our customers that their business is valued and that when you stay with us, you can get that same new customer treatment again and again.
Yeah, it sounds great. And what phones are we talking about?
When you join, we have three different Metro Flex plans. Metro Flex Start, Metro Flex Up, and Metro Flex Plus. And so each of those different plans unlocks a different kind of tier of phones. So with Start, you can get an entry-level Motorola 5G smartphone or the T-Mobile Revel 7, which is a fantastic smartphone. It retails for $199. You get that for free when you sign up on the $50 Start plan. When you bump to the $60 with auto pay, Metro Flex Up plan, you can get something like a Samsung A15, which is one of the most popular phones at Metro by T-Mobile.
Okay, you're asking, where are the iPhones, right? Well, hang tight. We're going to talk about the Flex Plus plan, the top tier one, and what phones you've got available to you there to get and then upgrade every year. So we'll be right back with more Tech It Out and with Metro by T-Mobile. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Clint Patterson, prepaid chief marketing officer for T-Mobile. We're learning all about the newly unveiled Metro Flex plans, which rewards customers for staying with the provider. Before the break, Clint, you were telling us how much each tier costs. We just need to finish up with the Metro Flex Plus, which is your top-of-the-line plan. So please continue.
Yeah, and then when you go up to Metro Flex Plus, you can get N-1 model iPhone, so an iPhone 11, or higher-end Samsung device or other smartphone. And there are a wide variety of phones that are available at each plan level for a customer to choose from. This is when you're starting, and then when you stay, those same phones that I just talked about will unlock kind of at the 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year levels.
So let's hear how that works then, Clint. Whether I'm a longtime customer or I am off the street and I go to a Metro by T-Mobile location, a kiosk or store, and I sign on, I join, and then so after every year for up to 3 years, then I can trade in my old phone in working condition and choose from the same or a different device?
Either one, whichever you prefer. If you like that model of phone, you can choose the next year model of that phone or the next, you know, the version 2 years out from now, or you can, you know, there will be other options available to you.
And Clint, what happens if someone wants to BYOD, they want to bring their own device to Metro?
Yeah, absolutely. We have great options for that customer. In fact, we have a $25 a month unlimited BYOD plan. And we recognize there are many customers out there who may want to go buy their own phone from the OEM, the phone maker directly, or off Facebook Marketplace and then bring it to Metro. And so they can absolutely do that.
Cool. Can you tell us a bit more about the Metro Flex plans, like the services themselves, before we wrap up?
Yeah. So they're all of our unlimited talk, text, and data plans. They include a generous allotment of hotspot that gets bigger the higher you go in the plan tiers. Probably the most exciting thing about these plans is that the new Metro Flex Plus plan includes Amazon Prime on us. So that includes all of the goodness in Amazon Prime, like Prime Video, Prime Gaming, Amazon Music, free 2-day shipping, obviously, and all the special deals.
Oh, wow. So you get that as a customer, like thrown in.
Yes, absolutely. And it's basically the difference between Metroflex Plus and Metroflex Up is $10 between the two plans, and you get Amazon Prime included for free, which is a $14.99 value per month. That's what you would pay if you went and subscribed to Amazon Prime on your own. So it's a really fantastic deal for customers who want Prime.
Sounds like a no-brainer. Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Amazon Prime. And then finally, so you operate off of the T-Mobile towers, national coverage. When you travel, let's say, overseas this summer, you have partner networks, no doubt. And is there a website where we can learn more about MetroFlex?
Yeah, it's metrobytmobile.com/MetroFlex. We have included in the plans the ability to call and text over 200 countries on the sort of $60 and $70 plans.
Okay. Up and plus?
Yes, up and plus. And then when you're roaming outside of the United States, you have the ability to buy data roaming passes so that you can use your phone like at home when you're abroad. And I will just say, you know, T-Mobile's 5G network is no joke. It's literally America's most awarded, fastest, biggest 5G network. And that's what we ride on at Metro by T-Mobile.
MetroByT-Mobile.com/MetroFlex. Awesome, Clint. Thank you so much for your time. Congrats on this new announcement, and thank you for chatting with us about it.
Well, thank you, Mark.
All right. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, I had a blast on Wednesday in New York doing a handful of TV interviews across the country, chatting about smart home tech, one of my favorite categories under the tech umbrella. And I wanted to share with you some of the highlights, if I may, as you may be looking to pick something up for your home, whether it's a gadget or a service to sign up for to make life easier. So you might want to make a mental note, or if you're not driving, jot this down on your phone. And let's kick things off with smart air purifiers. This is where it's at, especially this time of year. The Levoit Vital 200S is super powerful as it tackles pet fur, allergens like pollen, my nemesis, odors, all the stuff we don't want to breathe in, right? So it cleans a big space quickly, and the app gives you total control as you can check your home's air quality from anywhere. You can even set schedules for this thing on the app, and it's super quiet. You barely know it's there. So for me, it's all about cleaner air and total convenience, and you can find out more at levoit.com. It's $189, and that's levoit.com for the Vital 200S. Now, online shopping, of course, is amazing. Most of us do it, but packages sitting on the porch can be tempting targets. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, as I am, you're going to want to check out Amazon Key in Garage Delivery. So instead of leaving packages out in the open, which does make them vulnerable to porch pirates, as the name suggests, Amazon Key in Garage Delivery ensures that your packages go right in your garage, which also protects them from bad weather. It works with most smart garages.
garages, so setup is a breeze. Just select in-garage delivery at checkout at Amazon.com, and the delivery driver does the rest. You can even customize when and how you use it, so you're totally in control. Learn more at Amazon.com/try Amazon Key. That's Amazon.com/try Amazon Key. Speaking of protection, the Vivint Smart Home system is a standout to me because everything works together so seamlessly. It's one central hub and app that controls all your devices. With one tap or click, you can lock your doors, shut your garage, check your cameras, and lower your thermostat, all while sitting on your couch or from anywhere, really. With Vivint, you can start simple, like their Doorbell Camera Pro and maybe smart door locks, and then add on as you go. It's a completely modular system. You can check it out at Vivint.com. Lastly, now that the weather is getting warmer, we may be spending more time outdoors, or even for things that we want to control outside while still inside, the Sync Outdoor Smart Plug is perfect because it can control all sorts of things outside your home. You simply use the Sync app, that's C-Y-N-C, to control your patio lights, a water fountain, a pool pump, or for me, controlling my smart grill from anywhere. The best part is setting schedules, like having your lights automatically turn on at sundown, all without lifting a finger. Plus, each socket can be controlled individually or grouped together, so it's really an easy and affordable way to upgrade your outdoor and patio space. You can find the Sync Outdoor Smart Plugs by GE at Lowe's Stores and Lowe's.com for under $30. And for more info on everything I've covered here today, just head on over to inthenews.tv to actually see the products in action. You'll see me with these smart home solutions, videos and all, and links for more info.
All right, you are listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. After this short break, we're going to learn about a new real estate platform called Final Offer, available in several U.S. states. To start, we'll learn how it'll benefit both buyers and sellers, says the company. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's built as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to the local authority. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. If you're in the market to buy a home or sell yours or are thinking about it, you'll want to pay attention to this next interview, as we're going to learn about Final Offer. It's a platform that relies on transparency in the transaction. FinalOffer.com lists exactly what sellers want for their homes, including the price and terms, while potential buyers and their real estate agents receive real-time notifications of activity on the property, including when offers are made. Joining us to tell us more is Nathan Dart, Senior Vice President of Final Offer. Welcome to the show, Nathan. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you too, Mark. I appreciate the time here.
Before we continue, you should know Final Offer is only available in 15 states at the time of airing this interview. And so if you're tuning into this outside of those states, which are all listed at finaloffer.com, at the very least, consider this a heads up about what may be coming to your town or city. Before we talk about Final Offer, Nathan, how is the real estate market these days? I'd love to kick off our chat with that simple question. Interest rates are still high. Is this affecting buying behavior?
It certainly is. And, you know, what's driving this market more than anything else is the lack of supply with still yet a tremendous amount of demand. The interest rates are having an impact, of course. It does slow down buying power for buyers as the interest rates continue to rise. But the challenge is the lack of inventory. Challenges is made primarily because most homeowners have interest rates that are significantly less than what they could otherwise get now. So for a homeowner that does not have to sell, they don't want to sell, because if they were to sell, they then could, yes, sell at with some competition because of the increased demand in the marketplace. But the challenge would be is, where do they go? And if they were to find something, then they'd have to find themselves in some competition and have to pay a premium as far as the rate. So we've seen the supply remain low and demand still remain high, even despite these interest rates continue to climb.
All right, Nathan, thanks for that background. So let's now hear about Final Offer and where that fits in. At a high level, what is it?
Yes, so what Final Offer is Final Offer is an offer negotiation platform. It allows buyers, sellers, and agents the ability to be able to negotiate their real estate transactions with complete transparency. Now, Mark, why that's important is, starting with the seller, well, what does the seller want? The seller wants to ensure that they can sell their home for as much money as possible with the very best terms. They also want to know with confidence that they did not leave money on the table. But while that happens, the only way we can ensure that that happens for a seller is by demanding competition, because it's only with competition can we demand the very best results for the seller. But while we demand these results for the seller, we've got to be mindful of who's on the other side of the transaction, and that's the buyer. Well, the number one concern for a buyer is they never want to feel as if they overpaid for a house.
Right.
But the reality is, Mark, I mean, if they can see exactly what they have to compete against in order to earn the home that they ultimately desire, they'll never feel like they're overpaying. But here's the other challenge, Mark, is with as competitive as this market has been over the last number of years, one of the main pain points that buyers are finding is there's a lot of buyers that are losing out on houses. They're losing out on these properties, and seeing when they finally close, they say, wait a second, if I could have paid $5,000 more, you're telling me I could have had this house? Well, if I would have known that, I would have done that. Or they want to have a fair chance to be able to compete. Because maybe a lot of times they just didn't even know what they needed to do in order to earn that property. So Final Offer is a platform that allows everybody to negotiate with complete transparency, keeping everybody informed in real time so nobody misses out.
All right, but taking Final Offer out of the equation here, if you have a real estate agent that's looking for a home for you and you were only $5,000 shy, let's say, of getting that property, there was maybe a small bidding war, wouldn't that agent tell you, hey, just come up with a bit more and you've got this place, right? Like, aren't they incentivized to help you get that house?
You would think, but there's privacy issues there where agents cannot always disclose what the other offers are. So you have to opt in and agree that it's okay to share what the other offers are. Mm. Generally speaking, you know, you can say, well, yes, there are other offers, but you can't always tell them what those offers are. So with Final Offer, we have the ability, because we have both buyer and seller agreeing, to be able to negotiate their transactions with complete transparency. So we are making sure that everybody agrees to that before they pursue using Final Offer.
All right, thanks for that. And just to reiterate, the advantage for the seller using Final Offer is that you're going to, in theory, get as much for your property as you can, which is really the end game, I guess, and the best conditions, of course, like closing dates and all that.
That's correct. It's not only the best price, it's allowing the market to determine the true value of the property. Mm-hmm. The only way you can do that is expose it to as many qualified buyers as possible. But it's more than just the price that determines what is the very best contract for a seller to take. It's also the terms. You know, with Final Offer, we have the ability to also value how the seller values certain terms that come in on the contracts, and in a sense, devalue other conditions that a buyer may offer and let them know how that has an impact on the offer that the seller ultimately accepts.
And what would be the advantages to the real estate agent or broker? What is their rationale for embracing Final Offer?
Yeah, I mean, so if we can streamline the overall process of the negotiation for number one, but then number two, consumers are demanding two things. Well, number one, consumers are demanding that we need to speed up the offer process because they don't understand it and it takes way too long. But number two, buyers and sellers, they're also demanding transparency because of the lack of trust that's unfortunately in our industry. So by using Final Offer, agents are able to streamline the offer process, set proper expectations for the buyers and sellers and everybody involved, including the other agents on the other side of the transaction, mm-hmm. to create a seamless, transparent transaction that generates the very best results for all parties.
More with Final Offer when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Fresno, California, Assemblywoman Esmeralda Soria will join local and community partners to present a check to the E.G. Henry Gutierrez Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8900, which will assist veterans in getting a new roof. In 2023, the officials say the entire roof of the VFW post located in Fresno collapsed. Due to the extensive damages caused by the roof collapse, over 300 members of the post no longer have access to the building for meetings, to receive veteran services, or to host community events. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Don't let these people think you're a moron. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden claims he brought inflation down from 9 to 1%, blaming corporate greed and shrinkflation. He says that people like you actually have money that they don't want to spend. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, If you're just joining us now, we're chatting with Nathan Dart, SVP of Final Offer. This is a real estate negotiation platform where technology, trust, and transparency benefit buyers, sellers, and agents alike. We'll tell you where in the country this is available right now at finaloffer.com. But again, I think you've kind of answered this already, Nathan, but if you don't mind me re-asking it, correct me if I'm wrong. The advantages that you mentioned for the homeowner and the buyer are usually things that the real estate agent should take care of for you, what you're paying them for, right? Their expertise. They've got your best interests in mind. Why would we need a platform like Final Offer?
For agents, Final Offer is a tool for us as agents to use rather than another tool just to use us as agents. By using Final Offer as a tool, we get to enhance the overall experience for the buyers, the sellers, and the other agents involved in the transaction. Because within Final Offer, we have the ability to be able to set proper expectations for all the parties, give real-time offer updates and alerts, and giving everybody a fair chance in order to be able to compete. So all this does is doesn't replace us as agents. It just enhances our position within the transaction, making sure that we create a seamless transaction that everybody can rely on and can trust. Traditionally, when doing transactions, not doing it on Final Offer, there's a lot of things that could otherwise happen in a negotiation that is so-called behind the curtain and is not exposed. And because things happen behind the curtain, there could be situations where deals may happen where not everybody had an opportunity to be able to compete just because they weren't aware. With Final Offer, we understand that it's important to be transparent within the negotiations because we want to have everybody have a fair shot to be able to compete. That ensures that the seller knows they're not leaving money on the table, as well as the buyer knowing they had a fair chance to be able to, you know, get the property that they otherwise desire.
Okay, fair enough. So again, it's all about transparency. Can you tell us then, Nathan, where Final Offer is available?
You can find all those states that we're currently located in on finaloffer.com, and you'll also be aware of where we're going to be eventually expanding to, keeping you informed in real time as we expand to new states.
All right. And then finally, Nathan, how much does Final Offer cost to the homeowner or the buyer, and how and where do we get going?
Yes, well, once again, well, good news for the seller and the buyer. It does not cost you anything. It is the agent that you hire, invest in the opportunity to be able to use Final Offer, to have the ability to expose as a seller your listing to more and more people, but also to get more qualified buyers to be able to be in a position to be able to compete for your home. For a buyer's agent that is representing a buyer, there is no fee that is charged to that buyer's agent. That fee is covered by the listing agent that invested in making sure it is exposed on Final Offer.
All right, finaloffer.com.
Finaloffer.com.
Nathan, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Well, that was a packed Tech It Out with three different guests. We first chatted with Invoxia on tracking your car should it be stolen. It's not deterrent, but will help you locate it and then share that information with the authorities and insurance companies. Then we chatted with Metro by T-Mobile to learn about a new plan that they've got for prepaid customers where you get a new phone every year for up to 3 years, which is pretty cool. I chatted about smart home tech based on a series of TV interviews I did on Wednesday from New York. And finally, we learned about Final Offer, a new platform for those who own a home that want to sell it or for those looking to buy a new home, for real estate agents and brokers as well, and how that all works to help keep money in your pocket. Hey, if you're on social media, drop by and say hi. I love hearing from Tech It Out listeners. Maybe you've got a tech question or a suggestion for an upcoming guest or a topic. I'll spell my name in a moment, but I'm on X, formerly Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Again, it's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. Let me know what you're up to, where you're tuning into the show from, if it's on your local radio station or maybe in podcast form. And I want to give a shout out again to Intel and its 14th gen new mobile processors. Very exciting for the laptop manufacturers that are selling these next gen PCs. They're pretty sweet, whether it's from Dell or HP, Asus, Acer, Lenovo, Microsoft Surface, LG, Samsung. There's so many brands that have the Copilot powered Windows 11 platform and Intel under the hood, and tons of deals at Costco and at Costco.com. So head on over to Intel.com or Costco.com to check them out, especially if you're into gaming. You're going to love the speed that they deliver. And speaking of PCs, I just want to end off the show with a friendly reminder to back up your important files on a regular basis. I always trust Western Digital and SanDisk with my data. External drives, whether it's solid state or a hard drive for massive offline storage for long-term keeping. And I love their new product, the new desktop SSD. We learned about it on last week's Tech It Out, which bridges the gap between external hard drive and a SSD, which gives you fast speeds, but now high capacity. So 4 or 8 terabytes, not gigabytes, terabytes of storage, which is awesome to keep connected to your laptop or desktop. You can even use it with your phone or tablet. SanDisk.com has more, or you can go to WesternDigital.com, their parent company. I don't mean to sound preachy, of course, but it's so important to back up your files on a regular basis before it's too late. Thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now, everyone. Ciao.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president of Iran's condition is unknown after his helicopter crashed earlier today. Local media reports the helicopter that was also carrying Iran's foreign minister suffered what was described as a hard landing, nor the details released. President Biden and President Trump agreed to take part in two debates.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. Plus, pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's dealings with Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility in the region.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
No Middle Eastern country will take the Palestinians. Senator Talent was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions of people who have entered the U.S. illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million are in the country illegally, calling it an invasion. Trump has vowed to deliver the largest mass deportation effort in American history if he's reelected. NYPD looking for the man who slashed a woman with a blade inside a Manhattan subway station. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there are a lot of things you can try. Tough it out, or bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. So, wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So, if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, and save on your first order. 800, the number 4, Relief, fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Police have finished their investigation into the suicide of a Boeing whistleblower.
A former Boeing manager who raised safety questions about the aircraft maker and was found dead after several days of depositions in South Carolina took his own life, police said Friday. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead March 9th. Barnett was a longtime Boeing employee and worked as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017. In the years after that, he shared his concerns with journalists. Barnett said he saw discarded metal shavings near wiring for the flight controls that could have cut the wiring and caused a catastrophe. He also noted problems with up to a quarter of the oxygen systems on Boeing's 787 planes. I'm Bill Alexander.
LAX officials are warning people against importing illegal wildlife contraband. U.S. Customs and Border Protection released a statement revealing over 4,000 illegal items seized at LAX since October. News and analysis at townhall.com. A national landmark is dismantled as part of a restoration project. George Williams has more.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December. But the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Six people have been killed, 10 others hurt in Idaho after a pickup crashes into a passenger van. State police say the truck crossed the center line. The stretch of highway was closed for several hours. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
In 2008, I was sent to a call about a neighbor dispute, which is never a good time. Being a ref in the middle of two neighbors that have usually hated each other for eons is a reoccurring nightmare. I get there, and this completely professional woman is ticked off beyond comprehension. I say professional woman because in my occupation, dealing with all types, the first thing I tend to see in people is education and professional level. She seemed normal, well-grounded, nothing that would indicate any type of drug abuse or substance abuse. She informs me that her neighbors are racist assholes, and they've been threatening her by yelling through the wall when she's inside the house. This seems legit to me. She was convincing, and when I interrupted and had her retell the story at different points, it was always the same, with the same details. In short, I could not twist her story and say to myself, "Seems like bull." So I started writing things down that she was saying. She tells me that she's lived at the house with her husband for about a month and loves it. But every time they're inside the house, their racist neighbor starts screaming, "Leave the home," and they're tired of it. She goes on and tells me that before she calls this time, she was bringing groceries into the house, and she likes to pile all the groceries by the back door at one time, and then bring in the bags to the kitchen. She told me that while she was in the kitchen, the neighbor shot a 24 case of pop with a pellet gun. I go outside and look at the case of soda, and there are several cans inside the case that look like they are leaking, but I don't see where a projectile hit the case. It was also about 70 degrees and beautiful, so I open the case, which was sealed, and there are four cans that just look smashed to hell, but the rest are fine, and I see no pellet holes or whatever else. Also in my mind, I have no idea how these cans could have been this deformed in the pattern they were found in without damaging the cans near them or the case they were in. I might be college educated and have some cop experience, but I shrug it off because how the hell do I know they weren't damaged in packaging or some other explanation? But the spider sense had started tingling. But hey, I get paid for this stuff, so I went next door and did the cop thing. And two of the sweetest old women ever live in that house, and they're of the same race as the neighbor in distress. No males live there or have been there. So I go back to the complainant and ask, where does the voice come from? And she points right at the old lady house next door. I ask, is it a male voice or female? And she said, without hesitation, male. And he sounds so pissed off all the time. So in an effort to put this to rest, because obviously there was some kind of disconnect, and any time you can get neighbors to be happy, they tend not to call anymore. I marched the complainant over to her neighbor's house to introduce everybody. She, like so many people now, had no idea who was living next to her. We all got invited inside, and if you could picture two grandmothers that were roommates, you could picture inside this house. They even had a candy tray and pastries to offer. So I finally explained to the grandmothers what's going on. I kid you not, one looks right at me and goes, Paul said that happened to him before he passed away. They then tell us that the previous homeowner, before the current one, apparently told his neighbors that a voice was yelling at him to leave the home a few months before, taking a handful of sleeping pills. Now, I'm a pretty rational person, but the more I thought about it, crazy racist neighbors don't yell things like, leave the home. They're usually more explicit and hateful. I kind of think the only type of entity that would tell you to leave the home would be something inside the home. So I have no idea what to believe. I know that a short time later, I saw a real estate sign in front of the house and the complainant packing her stuff into a truck. She waved. I waved back. But that's all I know. And luckily, I'm not assigned to that area anymore. I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Weird Darkness. Welcome, Weirdos. I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Weird Darkness Radio, where every week you'll find stories of the paranormal, supernatural, legends, lore, the strange and bizarre, crime, conspiracy, mysterious, macabre, unsolved, and unexplained. Coming up this hour, a bizarre phenomenon that manages to teeter where the lines of Bigfoot, werewolves, the paranormal, and urban legend intersect takes things deeper into the strange with various reports that suggest these beings utilize the mental power of telepathy as well. We'll look into some of the creepy encounters with the Dogman. But first, no one really thinks about it, but cops are usually one of the most credible witnesses to paranormal phenomena. Police officers are trained observers and usually will make better witnesses than a civilian. But even our bravest men and women in blue can be terrified into a shade of white. We begin there. If you're new here, welcome to the show. And if you're already a member of this weirdo family, please take a moment and invite someone else to listen in. Recommending Weird Darkness to others helps make it possible for me to keep doing the show. And while you're listening, be sure to visit WeirdDarkness.com and click on Contact Social to follow Weird Darkness on social media. And also on the website, you can find the Daily Weird Darkness podcast, which comes out 7 days per week, along with my other podcasts, like Retro Radio, Old Time Radio in the Dark, Church of the Undead, and a 1950s sci-fi magazine story-styled podcast called Auditory Anthology. You can enter contests, find Weird Darkness merchandise, and more. You can even send in your own true story of something paranormal that has happened to you or someone you know. You can find it all at WeirdDarkness.com. Now, bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the Weird Darkness.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
One family in 2007 reported hearing train sounds and screaming in their 140-year-old farmhouse. No train tracks for miles, until you realize that the walking path behind the house was an old railroad line that donated the track space to complete the walking path. Never went back there. I saw and heard nothing, but why tempt fate? One young woman in 2009 had just moved into a new house. And when we got there, she opened the door and had a look of terror on her face. And the first thing she said was, "This house hasn't been blessed yet. There's something in the basement." Okay, I mean, blessed or not, gotta check the basement. Guns and flashlights out. Nothing. Stood there for about 10 minutes with the owner yelling at us from upstairs that it won't happen because we are here. Furnace fires up. Admittedly, it looks old. It had made some kind of noise that sounded like a growl with some banging. She starts screaming, "That's it, you hear it?" We explained what it was, but she still left the house, insisting she would have a priest or something over to bless it before she came back in. I had a call to a residence for a mental evaluation, or a 5150. Anyway, I get there and speak to a 50-something-year-old woman who states her 20-something-year-old son is under the influence of an unknown drug and kept repeating that he can't go in his bedroom because there was an old man hanging in the room. She stated she was too scared to go in his room and investigate it for herself because he constantly brings over friends that are drug addicts and is unsure if his claims were true or not. I then go speak to the son, who is clearly under the influence of some kind of stimulant. He goes on to tell me that he was told by a spirit to not enter the bedroom, because her father, dressed in his military Class A uniform, was hanging in his bedroom. I check the room out, and of course there was no body hanging in the room. As I'm in the middle of explaining to the mother that there was no body in the bedroom, a veteran officer arrives on the scene to assist me. He pulls me aside and stated earlier in his career, he responded to this residence, at that same bedroom. He had to investigate a suicide by hanging of an older male subject. He didn't remember all the details, so I looked it up in our report management system in my patrol car. Sure enough, he was right. The subject who died was a World War II veteran. He had dressed in his military uniform, hung himself. In my mind, I always thought that when they purchased the home, possibly this incident was disclosed to them. However, I thought the mother would have mentioned that to me if it had been disclosed to her. She was genuinely concerned about her son and the allegations. I was dispatched to an unknown disturbance a couple years ago around 0100. The caller either wasn't making sense or didn't give many details, as there was hardly any information on my screen other than the caller believed their friend had been possessed. I get to the address, and there's a group of young 20-somethings all huddled in one corner of a small apartment. There's a scared-looking girl sitting in a chair in the opposite corner, crying with her knees drawn tight against her chest. The group was telling me they were all hanging out watching a movie when their friend developed a blank stare and started talking in an unintelligible speech. They didn't do a great job of explaining this to me, but it had obviously terrified them. While they were describing this girl in the corner, she began to cry harder. One of her friends was also crying and kept saying something along the lines of, "It wasn't your voice. That wasn't your voice." I went to talk to the girl. She told me she didn't remember anything. At this point, I was worried she had some kind of medical issue, maybe a stroke. I checked her pupils. They seemed normal, and I called the fire department to come check her out. I got a hold of her mother, and an ambulance transported her to a hospital for an evaluation. I responded to many calls that were complaints of supernatural activity, but this was the only one that involved a group, six or eight people witnessing the event. All in all, it was pretty creepy. I used to work for a private police security firm as a patrol supervisor. On one of my patrol routes, we had a huge church that was also a private daycare and kindergarten. It was my responsibility to clear and secure the building every night between 3 and 4 a.m. due to recent instances of doors being found left open in the morning. In the early 1900s, the building was a schoolhouse, and supposedly a fire killed several children trapped inside. I didn't know any of this prior to working for the company. Several extremely creepy things happened while I was at the church. My first night there, I had just walked down the very long main classroom hallway to clear all the rooms when I turned around to walk back up the hallway. There was a red balloon floating in the middle of the hall that was definitely not there prior. In the old pastor's office, there was a lamp shaped like a lighthouse that sat on a table in a large window. When I pull up to the church, the lamp would be the first thing I would see in the office window. It was always turned on. However, when I would go to check or lock the pastor's office from the inside, the lamp would always be off. When I'd get back into the car to leave, though, the light would be back on again. I also had the unusual phenomena of previously closed or locked doors being found open just seconds after closing and locking them. Another officer that filled in for me one evening quit the very next day because he reported that as he was checking the main chapel, the pipe organ started playing itself. My FTO told me about this one school in Oahu that has a statue. Two officers were sent there because the alarm was going off and both walked past this statue that's outside on campus. The officers didn't find anyone inside the school, and after the case was done, the two officers asked each other if they'd seen the statue's head turning to look at them. Apparently, they had seen it move. That same school is also notorious for having false alarms when the school's closed and one's inside. The school installed a microphone in the classrooms and during one call picked up the laughter of children. Only the voices were shimmering or moving in and out. I can't describe it. Sort of like the ghostly effects from movies. I got sent to that school last week for an alarm going off in a classroom. And again, the dispatcher said they could hear juveniles. However, the school was closed and there wasn't a single kid around. The doors and windows were locked, too. Weird. I was on duty one night at the front desk of our office when I got a call from an elderly male in a village a few miles away. He was very short of breath and wanted me to give him the number of a local doctor. I didn't have the number on hand, so I put the phone down for 2 seconds while I looked it up. When I picked up the phone again, the line was still open, but I couldn't hear anything. I tried shouting into the phone, telling the man to make any sort of noise if he could hear me, but I got nothing. I contacted the control room on another line and got them to trace the call so I could get help to the man who I was convinced had collapsed and was dying. When the number was traced, the local cops went round to the address, which they recognized as the scene of a sudden death 3 weeks before. The sole occupant of the house had died of a respiratory illness, and the house was empty and vacant on their arrival. It would seem that I just had a call from beyond the grave. I don't answer the phone anymore. Several years ago, while on duty, another officer and I responded to a possible prowler call. When we arrived, we were met by the residents who advised that the light in the living room had turned off, and they saw a female walking in the room. We were about to conduct an interior search when a neighbor called us over. The neighbor told us that everyone who rents the house leaves after a couple of months due to strange occurrences. We went back and asked the residents if they were moving out. We saw moving boxes through the window. The residents said they were moving out because they would see a female in the house and lights would turn on and off. Not too scary a story, but definitely different. A traffic guy at my agency was catching up to a DUI suspect. No lights or sirens. The suspect was easily 300 to 400 yards ahead at 0330 hours on a very long stretch of semi-rural road. The last side of the street was lit by street lights, and the right side was dark. Both cars were moving fast, about 80 miles per hour or so. His dashcam video showed the suspect vehicle lose something from its rear, and it turned out it was the suspect's rear bumper. After the bumper stopped tumbling, the video showed a black figure dart into the roadway from the left, the side lit by the streetlights, pick up or move the bumper, and then dart to the right side of the roadway where it was dark. The video showed nothing on the right side of the roadway when the officer drove by the area. The officer didn't see this occur at the time, but instead when he reviewed the video in the car to find out where the suspect lost his bumper. The dark figure had no reflective clothing on, as most joggers or dog walkers do in the area, and was definitely in the right place at the right time, as the officer most likely would have hit the bumper due to his speed and possibly crash. When I was working as an EMT / security officer at a casino, I was walking the parking structure around 0300 hours. Up on the hill by the top level were some streetlights, a guardrail, and a road leading up to a water tower, but nothing else. This night, the light seemed to be a lot dimmer than usual, and there was an all-black figure just standing there, looking straight ahead. I couldn't tell if it was looking down the hill at me or up the hill towards the tower. I didn't have a flashlight on me, so I decided to go grab one before investigating. I went down one level and met up with another officer and told him about the figure. The hill was in sight the whole time. I turned to speak with the officer briefly, And when I turned back around, the lights seemed to have been turned up to normal, and the figure was gone. I found out later that there had been a number of sightings in the area and on levels 5 through 7 of the garage. Apparently, when the casino was put in, they had to move an old Indian cemetery, and the sightings started pretty soon after that. When Weird Darkness returns, a bizarre phenomenon that manages to teeter where the lines of Bigfoot, werewolves, the paranormal, and urban legend intersect takes things deeper into the strange, with various reports that suggest these beings utilize the mental power of telepathy as well. We'll look into some of the creepy encounters with the Dogman up next.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
One type of mysterious creature that has gained a bit of a following in recent years is what's commonly referred to as the Dogman. Much as its name suggests, these entities are usually described as being very tall, bipedal, and covered with shaggy hair, much like the more well-known Sasquatch, but in this case, they also have pointed muzzles and features of a very canine nature. Spotted in many regions of the United States, the Dogmen are a bizarre phenomenon that manages to teeter where the lines of Bigfoot, werewolves, the paranormal, and urban legend intersect. Yet taking things deeper into the strange are the various reports that suggest these beings utilize the mental power of telepathy as well. One very interesting and quite bizarre such account comes from a witness who posted her experiences on the site Truth Seeker Highway, and claims that she had regular telepathic contact with a dogman calling itself Tulok. This entity was first encountered by the witness in the rugged Sandia Mountains in New Mexico, where she was out one fine day with her fiancé, Michael, for a hike. At one point during their peaceful walk, her fiancé suddenly called out to her to be careful of a bear ahead. Looking forward, she saw what he was talking about as a hulking brown shape could be seen and heard crashing through a thicket. Seeing a bear out there was quite unexpected, but what's even stranger was what allegedly happened next. The witness said of this, "As I watched the bear run away, out of some trees to the right of it, I saw a very strange, and I mean very strange person, walking, going opposite of the bear. Its stride was like something I've never seen, especially a normal person do. For every step it took, there must have been 4 to 5 feet in between each step, which means that I was looking at something very tall. Its back was hunched over, and at first I thought that maybe he was carrying a backpack. I mean, my mind was doing 100 miles a minute trying to figure out what exactly I was looking at. Then I realized that it wasn't a backpack, but the man's back. Then I saw how strange the color of the man was. At this point, I had no idea I wasn't looking at a man. Its color was gray, purple, and dark brown. There seemed to be patches of what looked like to me purple, but who knows what I was looking at. It didn't turn and look at me, but kept at a very fast pace, walking down what we eventually saw was a path. I said to Michael how weird this fellow was, but he couldn't see him. I then pointed to the location of where he went, and as we walked in that direction, that's when the horrible feeling hit both of us in the gut. Something told both of us to stay back. It was a clear message, and one I was willing to ignore, but Michael wasn't. I wanted to go down the path further, but he said it was too dangerous. I must say, the feeling in our gut was like a slight punch, almost a nauseating feeling. It affected our heart rates, and our adrenaline was racing. I could feel my heartbeat all over my body. It was at this point that I decided to take photos in the direction the strange hiker had gone. It was in one of those photos that we captured what turned out to be a dogman. He was standing and watching us as we were trying to figure out what to do next. We didn't smell him at all. He didn't have an odor any more than the bear did, but I must say we sure did feel him. After they got home, the witness says she maintained a sort of psychic connection with the spooky entity, and that she learned a lot of new and surprising things through this. One thing she claims she was able to glean from her exchanges with Tulok is that despite their fierce appearance, these dogmen are not violent or vicious creatures at all. She would say, "Tulok has relayed interesting information to me. The most obvious is that they don't think like humans. They understand their place in the forests, and they don't put out their threatening stance to other animals in the forest, except when they hunt. As far as how they interact with each other, He stated that they have an understanding with each other. He preferred his solitude and said he particularly didn't stay with any group, but he knew where they roamed. He was, to me, obviously intelligent, beyond just a beast in the woods. He distrusted people extremely, as do most cryptids. He didn't go into more detail than this, but I'm pretty sure that what we see on TV with werewolf movies isn't even close. Tulloch said that he and the large brown bear have been palling around for years. People put human issues and temperaments to other creatures and beings that have nothing to do with them at all. Another account of telepathy and dogmen was given to the site Weak and Weird by a witness calling himself Zay, who claimed that he was in regular telepathic contact with dogmen in the forests of rural Pennsylvania in the United States. Similarly to the previous report, Zay has said that these creatures are not violent or malevolent in any way, and that although they are frustrated and displeased with humankind, they hold no ill will or hatred for us. Zay explained of these beings, "Very few people understand what courage really is. Courage is not about facing a werewolf, because I've visited with a werewolf in a sighting area more than once. Courage is not about traversing through dogman areas with guns and ammunition, because I have visited dogman territories numerous times, always alone and unarmed. If I'm not worthy to be here, then the dogmen can have me, but I have yet to experience aggression from them, and have had several subtle encounters with dogmen. I've recently discovered a three-toe paw print that was almost as big as the palm of my hand, and was so fresh that the dogman could have been watching me as I passed by. Most people are trapped inside the bubbles of their own existences. I reach out to the life around me. I don't write books, nor am I well known. I'm a bachelor that lives a very quiet and private life, and one of the things I love to do is to get acquainted with the unknown. Anger, fear, and arrogance rarely wins anyone friends that are truly trustworthy. The kind of feelings that you emit from your life force are the same ones that are going to be attracted to you. I have literally had dogmen approach me after dark, announcing their presence with sounds that defy what you would reason as being from average animals. I've heard mystical heavy breathing sounds, to non-aggressive growls of acknowledgement. I even had a dogman creep up on me for 15 minutes that I was aware of the entire time, and when I sensed that it was very close, perhaps right behind me, I had a black and white telepathic image of a canine head and snout that came to my mind. It's an amazing world. If given a choice between passing through cryptid territory or gang territory, I would choose dogmen and Bigfoot over humans any day. I've walked through dogman territories in Pennsylvania before without fear, because I trust them, with a kind of trust that I don't often have for humans. There are very few people in this world I would genuinely trust. I know just how arrogant and angry spirited people can be. I know quite a bit angry about my own kind, and I'm far more interested in knowing more about cryptids and protecting their habitats from further human development and destruction. While these reports so far seem to portray the dogmen as decidedly benevolent entities, others cast a rather more sinister light upon them. In an article at The Cloaked Hedgehog, a site devoted to dogman and werewolf phenomena, there is a somewhat frightening account relayed by Anna M.K. Larson, who runs the site and appears to have spent quite a bit of time mapping and chronicling dogman sightings and encounters. She's also specifically documented a few accounts of telepathy and dogmen, saying of the phenomenon, "When it comes to ESP, I've heard people talk about perceiving the dogman in ways other than through the regular five senses. Maybe talk about the creature sending them a message telepathically about not to talk about their sighting or else. Many talk about having a distinct gut feeling when these things are around, and some even say that they have been sight-jacked, as in them seeing through the eyes of the dogman, and most likely vice versa." She then relays a personal experience she had along these lines, which points towards a psychic ability to lash out mentally, and which supposedly happened in the mid-1990s while she was outside her house one evening stargazing. As she looked up at the blanket of glittering stars across the vast inky canvas of the black sky, she claims that she was suddenly overcome with a heavy sense of dread that seemed to emanate from a small grove nearby. She would say of what happened next thus, "I definitely sensed something was in that grove below the fence. Something very, very bad. I felt it like a thousand needles on my skin, and a horrible paralysis and heavy fear overcame me, which seemed to be protected onto me by someone or something else. I heard my own voice in my head, my higher self, say, 'Go inside, do not run,' twice. Inside, after calming down a bit, about 10 minutes later, I opened the window and almost immediately heard a god-awful howl from the cemetery a block away. The window was closed again really fast." Larson then goes on to explain that she was routinely subject to some form of psychic attack by the creatures, describing it as being sought out and set upon by tentacles of energy, and most pronounced when she was engaged with research or looking into the dogman phenomenon. According to her, it seems almost as if they do not want to be looked at too closely, and that they are trying to scare her off the subject. She has said of this, "I have also felt them in the ether, as I call it, while studying this subject. I perceive it as tentacles of energy, searching through the ether, searching for the one searching for them. The more I read and studied, the more I could perceive them coming closer. Sometimes I took breaks when I felt them coming too close. While working on those maps of dogman sightings 2 years ago, things got really intense for a long time. Months of reading about and mapping dogman reports for at least 16 hours a day. I felt the tentacles. I ignored them. I wanted to finish the maps. One day there was a connection made. I could feel it so distinctly. Contact. They had found me. Luckily, I understand that they only found me mentally. They still didn't know where I physically was. Yet, after this experience, I have become more afraid of the dark. I had some weird experiences with a mirror in my bedroom that I finally had to get rid of. I don't really dare look out a window at night anymore. I sometimes force myself because I will not live in fear of them, but damn, it's hard now." Also rather ominous, in a sense, was the account given by a Bigfoot and Dogman researcher, Parker Duvall, on an episode of Coast to Coast AM called Bigfoot and Dogman, with host Connie Willis. Duvall has spent years studying the dogman phenomenon in his home state of Kentucky, and told Willis that he had made telepathic contact with a dogman named Roger, and has created a relationship with the entities. According to Duvall, the dogmen are a warrior-like race that utilize an ability to fill humans with terror and primal fear, as this is apparently the state in which people learn the most about themselves. He also sent the program several images of what he claims were of one of the dogmen, and a couple that were the aftermath of dogman attacks on livestock. It's hard to know just what to make of such accounts, or to discern just how much truth any of these may have, but they certainly do add a new weird dimension to the already rather bizarre phenomenon of the dogman. These creatures are quite entrenched in the outer fringes of cryptozoology, seemingly defying any sort of biological explanation as it is, and these accounts of weird telepathic abilities further make this an area in which we largely have no idea of what we might be dealing with. Whether we are looking at werewolves, thought forms, demons, ghosts, or something else entirely, the dogman phenomenon most certainly seems to get just odder and odder, and shows no signs of waning. Coming up, a group of hunters and Bigfoot enthusiasts go out looking for the elusive creature, but what they find is even more bizarre than anyone might have expected. Up next on Weird Darkness.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause? That seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Veterans who served in combat zones sometimes have a difficult time readjusting to civilian life when they come back to the U.S. It's a struggle Michael Titus knew all too well. He served our country during 4 tours in Afghanistan, but battled PTSD and grappled with adjusting after returning to civilian life. The weight of those burdens eventually got to be too much, and Michael took his own life. His parents didn't want other veterans or family members to feel the pain they endured. They started Michael's Foundation in Claremont, Florida, to provide resources for veterans to help them thrive and succeed. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Don't let these people think you're a moron. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Biden claims he brought inflation down from 9 to 1%, blaming corporate greed and shrinkflation. He says that people like you actually have money that they don't want to spend. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In January 2003, a team from the UK's Centre for Fortean Zoology headed out to the town of Bolam, which is situated in the north of England. In the days and weeks previously, there had been a spate of sightings of what can only be termed as a British Bigfoot. The dark, hulking creature was even seen by members of both the CFZ and a local group, Twilight Worlds. Although it appeared to be one-dimensional in appearance, which is highly strange. So what exactly was it that the CFZ and TW crews encountered? Let's take a look at a highly controversial theory, one which suggests something not just incredible, but beyond incredible, occurred. One of the little-known and seldom talked about aspects of the Bolam affair goes like this. In February 2003, barely a month after the amazing encounter with a one-dimensional Bigfoot type occurred, a story appeared in the local press that suggested a very down-to-earth explanation for the presence of the creature. In an article titled Back to the Beast of Bolam, Hoaxer's Horror at Bolam Beast, a journalist with the Newcastle-based Evening Chronicle, one Andy Lloyd, reported that young hoaxers today revealed how they created a monster myth, only months before the real-life Northumberland Bigfoot reared its head. The article told of how two friends, Harriet Warman and Alex Dordoy, then 17 and 18 respectively, had hired a gorilla costume from a local shop and duly roamed the pathways of Kielder Forest in the summer of 2002 as part of an arts project at school. And as Andy Lloyd noted, so the pals, both sixth formers at Gosforth High School in Newcastle, were spooked when they discovered Northumberland does have its own Yeti legend. Harriet, who lived in Gosforth, told the Evening Chronicle, "We were amazed. It was really weird when we saw the news about the Bigfoot. We followed it closely. We visited Kielder Forest with the idea of a photography project. The place was so atmospheric, a Bigfoot myth seemed a great idea. We hired a gorilla costume from a fancy dress shop and took turns to dress up as Bigfoot and take pictures. We spent 3 days there. It was boiling hot inside the costume, and the forest was full of midges." She continued, "The idea was to recreate some of the famous Bigfoot photos from America, with the animal walking away, as if a human and a monster had encountered each other and the person had grabbed their camera, snapped, and hoped. We tried to capture that shaky, don't quite know what it is effect, but we also developed it as a story, from a police hunt for the beast to pictures of Bigfoot visiting a corner shop." Harriet added, "No one has taken a photo of this creature in Northumberland, but our photos show how easy it is to create a fake." Her final words, specifically on the matter of the Beast of Bolam encounter investigated by, and even witnessed by, the CFZ and Twilight Worlds were, lots of people in school are coming up and asking if we are behind this sighting, but I can say we weren't responsible for this one. And as the Evening Chronicle's Andy Lloyd noted in closing, Alex and Harriet were among dozens of young artists from the Northeast to devise arts projects through the Samling Visual Arts Foundation. Linda Russell, head of the sixth form at Gosforth High School, said, "The project caused a real talking point in the school. The younger students loved it." So you may wonder, where am I going with all of this? Well, let's look at the facts. Most, but granted not all, of the reports of the Bolam Beast did originate around the time that the kids from Gosforth High School were running around in an ape costume in the depths of Kielder Forest, which just so happens to be the largest man-made forest in all of England. The problem, however, is that the distance from Kielder Forest to Bolam Lake is more than 40 miles, and the kids who took part in the arts project are adamant that all their activities occurred at the forest, and never even on solitary occasion at the lake. But Gosforth High School is situated only 7 miles from the scene of all the action at Bolam Lake. In view of the close proximity between lake and school, maybe someone else, perhaps even another student, one who took inspiration from the actions of Harriet and Alex, may have later and secretly hired the very same gorilla costume and decided to take part in some hijinks at the lake. Such is not at all impossible as a scenario. But here's the important thing. Regardless of what may have been behind the sightings at Bolam Lake, a real beast or a kid in a costume, the encounters most certainly instilled in the minds of many, including members of the Center of Fortean Zoology and the Twilight Worlds people, the idea that there really was a beast at Bolam in the area. Thus, with deep belief and firm expectation both brewing and expanding at near exponential rates, is it feasible that in a truly astonishing fashion, the one-dimensional monster that appeared before the startled eyes of the research teams was actually a thought form, one unknowingly born out of that same belief and expectation, and which manifested before those present in its all shadow-like glory? Certainly, that particularly memorable encounter could not, under any circumstances whatsoever, be blamed upon the antics of a student of Gosforth High School, particularly so when one takes into consideration the utterly flat and huge shadow-style nature of the entity that appeared before the amazed and shocked throng. Perhaps then we should give some very serious and deep thought to an intriguing idea. By sowing the seeds of a Bigfoot in the area, the antics of the kids of Gosforth High School caught the attention of numerous seasoned monster hunters. Those very same monster hunters were collectively hopeful that they just might be lucky enough to see the creature of Bolam Lake. As a result, they inadvertently created a temporary thought form equivalent of the very beast they sought. The result was that for a very few brief moments, and right in front of two teams of researchers, the monster briefly manifested, before winking out and perhaps being reabsorbed into the minds of its creators, who were the very same monster hunters who saw it. Thanks for listening. If you missed any part of tonight's show, or if you want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast app by searching for Weird Darkness. Not only will you hear a copy of tonight's show, you'll also receive daily episodes of the Weird Darkness podcast. You'll find me wherever you listen to podcasts, even YouTube. You can follow the show on social media by visiting the Contact Social page at WeirdDarkness.com. And please, tell others about the show who love the paranormal or strange stories, true crime, monsters, or unsolved mysteries like you do. Doing that helps make it possible for me to keep doing the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your own paranormal experience by clicking on Tell Your Story at WeirdDarkness.com. While there, you can also find my other podcasts like Retro Radio, Old Time Radio in the Dark, Church of the Undead, and a classic 1950s sci-fi style podcast called Auditory Anthology. You can find all of that at WeirdDarkness.com.
All stories in Weird Darkness are purported to be true unless stated otherwise, and you can find links to the stories or the authors in the show notes, which I've already posted to the Weird Darkness website. Bizarre Encounters with Telepathic Dogmen was written by Brent Smotzer for Mysterious Universe. Police and the Paranormal is a collection of stories gathered from GhostTheory.com and GhostsandGhouls.com. The Ultimate Monstrous Thoughtform is by Nick Redfern. Weird Darkness is a registered trademark. Copyright Weird Darkness. And now that we're coming out of the dark, I'll leave you with a little light. Matthew 10, verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And a final thought from Mary Kay. A mediocre idea that generates enthusiasm will go further than a great idea that inspires no one. I'm Darren Marlar. Thanks for joining me in the Weird Darkness.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keisha Stevens. Iranian state television says there is no sign of life seen at the crash site of a helicopter that was carrying Iran's president and others. As the sun rose today, rescuers saw the helicopter from a distance of some 2 kilometers after it had been missing over 12 hours.
Raisi is a hardliner who was elected in 2021. He's known as a protege of Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and has been discussed as a future supreme leader himself. Raisi, while he doesn't have the final say on state matters, has continued Iran's hardline rhetoric towards the West.
That helicopter was also carrying Iran's foreign minister. Republican Senator Tim Scott says he supports drug tests for President Biden before his first debate. This after President Trump over the weekend called on Biden to be drug tested, saying Biden was high as a kite during his State of the Union address. Scott, in an interview with Fox News Future, said why not have a drug test, calling Biden's State of the Union performance surreal. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions of people who have entered the country illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million people are in the U.S. illegally, calling it an invasion. China announces new measures to revive its real estate industry. George Williams has more on that.
China's housing market has slumped after a recent crackdown on excessive borrowing by property developers. The result has slowed growth in the world's number two economy. Recent data shows housing prices slumped further in April. In response, the government has cut interest rates and freed billions of dollars of financing to help financially struggling developers. Local governments are being encouraged to buy apartments that are going unsold due to weak demand. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out. Bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Kansas GOP Senator Roger Marshall says many of the Chinese workers who cross the border illegally under President Biden's watch are working on Chinese-controlled marijuana farms.
So this is big business, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the backside of that.
Senator Marshall says many of the workers become part of a huge criminal enterprise.
The human trafficking is getting younger and younger, as well as the drug dealing, because these young people have access to social media so they can traffic themselves. They get addicted, and then they turn into human trafficking for one reason or another as well.
Senator Marshall spoke this week with Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Texas judge rules in favor of a Republican candidate in Texas. John Scott has more.
It was after a challenge to the results in a 2022 judicial race in the nation's third most populous county, Harris County, where Houston is located, a Democratic stronghold. Visiting Judge David Peoples agreed with claims made by a losing GOP candidate that she had lost her November 2022 judicial race because illegal votes had been cast. The judge has ordered that a new election be held. John Scott reporting.
CNN political commentator and veteran political advisor Alice Stewart has died. She worked on a number of GOP presidential campaigns, including those of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Police say that her body was found outdoors in the Bellevue neighborhood in Northern Virginia after suffering a medical episode. Alice Stewart was 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Among all the mysterious beasts, creatures, and monsters said to lurk in the wild places of our world, there are occasionally those that go beyond the merely strange to plant themselves firmly into the territory of the almost absurd. Surely to be counted among the denizens of the domain of the patently outrageous are a type of nocturnal, large-headed beings that reportedly stalk rural roads in the northeast of the United States. These creatures are said to look more or less human, but with a sickly pallor and enormous, almost comically oversized craniums, often also mentioned as possessing sharp, shark-like teeth that sit atop their slight, emaciated frames. and they wander about the forests, surprising motorists, startling hikers, and sometimes downright terrifying people with their nightmarish visage. They've come to be known as the Melonheads. I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Weird Darkness.
Welcome, Weirdos. I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Weird Darkness Radio, where every week you'll find stories of the paranormal, supernatural, legends, lore, the strange and bizarre, crime, conspiracy, mysterious, macabre, unsolved, and unexplained. Coming up this hour. In parts of Africa, it's not the werewolf you need to look out for, but the were-hyena. And it's almost always the local blacksmith that is the man behind the monster. Does the Vatican have a device that allows them to see in the past and the future? Some believe they do, and if it were to ever fall into the wrong hands, it could then create the scariest dictatorship the world has ever seen. Some fathers will do whatever it takes to protect the virtue of their daughters. One man's solution came at the end of an axe blade. But first, the stories range from them being inbred cretins running amok, to government-created mutants, to escaped hydrocephalic patients from an insane asylum. What are the strange creatures people are seeing in the deep woods of Ohio? If you're new here, welcome to the show. And if you're already a member of this weirdo family, please take a moment and invite someone else to listen in with you. Recommending Weird Darkness to others helps make it possible for me to keep doing the show. And while you're listening, be sure to visit WeirdDarkness.com and click on Contact Social to follow Weird Darkness on social media. And also on the website, you can find the daily Weird Darkness podcast, which comes out 7 days per week. You can enter monthly contests, find Weird Darkness merchandise, and more. You can even send in your own true story of something paranormal that has happened to you or someone you know. You can find it all at WeirdDarkness.com. Now, bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the Weird Darkness.
Such tales of something very bizarre lurking in the woods come to us from the wilds of the state of Ohio, where we have stories of an incredibly strange tribe of pale, bulbous-headed, freakish-looking cannibals that have long been said to stalk rural areas in and around Kirtland and Chardon, Ohio, and have come to be known as the Melonheads. These creatures are said to look more or less human, but with a sickly pallor and enormous, almost comically oversized craniums, often also mentioned as possessing sharp, shark-like teeth that sit atop their slight, emaciated frames, and they wander about the forests, surprising motorists, startling hikers, and sometimes downright terrifying people with their nightmarish visage. The supposed origins of this odd tale are murky, to say the least, and there are many versions of how the Melonheads came to be. But the most popular is perhaps of a group of orphaned children that came to be subjects of a dark and twisted scientific experiment gone awry. According to this version of the story, a mad scientist by the name of Dr. Crow came into the possession of these abandoned children by unspecified means and proceeded to take them out to a secluded facility in the middle of the rural woods near Kirtland, Ohio, in order to perform demented medical experiments on them. Depending on the version of this particular story you hear, the children's heads then became deformed and misshapen due to either the effects of mysterious experiments or the fact that they already had a condition known as hydrocephalus, which causes a buildup of fluid in the brain. These deformed children went mad from whatever was being done to them and escaped into the woods. Again, depending on the version, either from sneaking out or with the help of Dr. Crow's wife, who had become sympathetic with their plight. One permutation of this tale is that Dr. Crow's wife died, and in their sorrowful tantrum, the children knocked over a lamp to burn the cabin down in a fiery inferno. In this story, the Melonheads are either the descendants of these freakish mutants, or are the ghosts of the children eternally wandering the wilderness. Another version of the Melonheads' origin is a more straightforward story of a top-secret government project which was doing experiments out in the wilds of Lake County for who knows what nefarious purpose. In this scenario, the subjects underwent some sort of drastic experiments on their brains, which caused them to become ballooned and deformed. These subjects, over time, craved some sort of contact with the outside world and are said to have escaped to make their way to civilization. Unfortunately, they soon realized that civilization did not want anything to do with them and their hideous visages, and so the forlorn freaks trudged back out into the wilderness to live forever in seclusion. The government, not wanting to create a widespread panic, did what any sinister government does in a good conspiracy theory and covered it up. Still other stories say that they are inbred descendants of a renegade band of witches who escaped into the forests to get away from persecution in colonial days. Whatever they are, stories of these bizarre entities with their freakishly oversized heads prowling the woods of Ohio have persisted for years, and indeed, the legend has spread beyond borders to both Michigan and Connecticut, with each having their own versions of the strange, ranging from that they are inbred cretins running amok to government-created mutants to escaped hydrocephalic patients from an insane asylum. In most traditions, these strange entities are said to still live out in the wilderness, often haunting remote rural roads, and have kept their numbers steady over the years through continued inbreeding, which has made them even more insane and alien-looking.
We'll learn more about these so-called Melonheads when Weird Darkness returns.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Darren Marlar. Welcome back to Weird Darkness. If you like programs from the golden age of broadcasting, you'll want to check out my other show, Retro Radio, Old Time Radio in the Dark. I post shows from classic radio of the macabre and horror, mysteries and crime, and even some dark science fiction. You can find Retro Radio, Old Time Radio in the Dark at WeirdDarkness.com/Retro Radio. That's WeirdDarkness.com/Retro Radio. Or look for Retro Radio, Old Time Radio in the Dark on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. We continue now with some strange encounters with the bizarre melonheads. Depending on the version of the tale, these melonheads are either shy and glimpsed only briefly, or they are ravenous, vicious little monsters that will attack anyone who gets too near, and they are for the most part said to be best avoided. No matter what they are or where they reside, the melonheads are often purportedly not at all pleasant to be around. They are supposedly quite aggressive, feral creatures said to come out at night under the cover of darkness to roam the wilds hunting and getting into mischief, and it's said that they are responsible for the mutilated bodies of animals sometimes allegedly found in the deep backwoods. They're also said to terrorize or even kill and eat people who wander into their territory from time to time, even each other on occasion, with those who have disappeared in Melonhead Country sometimes said to have fallen victim to the vile creatures. Stories and reports of eyewitness accounts of encountering these outlandish beings are numerous. One popular tale is that of a group of teenagers who were traveling through prime Melonhead territory in Wickliffe, Ohio in 1964 when they passed by one of the bizarre creatures standing by the side of the road, just staring at them. When they slowed the car down to get a better look, the creature scurried off into the wilderness, and the teens decided to give chase. They made their way through the brush and trees until they allegedly came to a clearing in which sat an old-fashioned house with an older couple sitting leisurely on the porch, with several of the melonheads milling about them in a surreal scene none of the teens could quite believe. One of the teens asked the man what was going on, and he wove a bizarre tale indeed. He apparently told the teens that he had once been a nuclear scientist during World War II, and that the radiation he had constantly been exposed to had caused his children to be born deformed with their bulbous heads. He claimed that the government had paid him to keep quiet about it and relocated him into their remote area along with his wife and the mutated children, where they would be kept away from normal society. The man made them promise not to tell of the location of the house and sent them on their way. Of course, teens being teens, they supposedly immediately told all of their friends about how they had run into the legendary melonheads, and a group of them went out to find them. As they drove along the lonely road towards the house, they then apparently were stopped by a large group of police officers, which was surprising as they were in the middle of nowhere. The cops asked what they were doing out there, and when the subject of melonheads came up, the police adamantly insisted that this was just an urban legend and they had best head back. When the teens refused, they were then allegedly taken to the police station, and their parents came to pick them up. The teens would later claim they had been doing nothing wrong and that they had just been driving, minding their own business, making them suspect that a cover-up was going on. Bizarre reports like this have come in sporadically, all the way up to the more modern times. In an account published in Weird U.S., Your Travel Guide to America's Local Legends and Best-Kept Secrets, in 2001, a witness known only as Tony claims that he had been out traveling the dark roads of Melonhead Territory in Chardon, Ohio, actively trying to find any truth to the legends. Up until then, he had driven back and forth along these remote roads and found nothing except the still, dark, and quiet trees of the forest. But as he was about to leave, he claims that he looked out the windows to have seen one of the creatures running alongside his car, going around 40 to 50 miles per hour. Interestingly, rather than being a short, dwarfed being, as the legends say, he described this one as standing perhaps 5'7", although with the same spindly limbs and outsized heads as in the lore.
The creature apparently kept pace with the vehicle for quite a time, veering off back into the woods. He would say of the incident thus, "It didn't look like anything like I've heard in the stories. He looked about the same height as me, 5'7", was wearing brown pants which were ripped up, and where the seams would be, it was held together by what looked like corn husk. He wore a white shirt with brown and red stains all over, hoping the red stains weren't blood. Its head was a very light brown tint. It had two holes in the side of its head, which I think were ears. Its head was swelled up, and its eyes were very big-looking. Just as we turned a curve, it jumped into the woods. That's my story of the Melonheads." In yet another relatively recent account, a woman named Kelly Topbedrosian claims that she had a run-in with the Melonheads as she was poking around the abandoned Felt Mansion in Lake Town Township in Allegan County, Michigan. While exploring the ruins of the old estate with some friends, she says that she happened to spy a man standing some distance away, and that she soon realized that there was something rather off about him. His head seemed to be larger than it should be, and then he began walking towards them. She would say of the rest of the encounter, "Not knowing who this man could be, my friend yelled, 'Hello!' to try and be friendly. But all we got was a loud grunt, and the man continued to walk towards us, but now at a faster pace. At this point, the same idea hit all of us, and we all started sprinting towards our car. We scrambled in and peeled out of the parking lot at full speed, not slowing down until we were several miles from the mansion." Another account, this time from the Creepy Cleveland archives, was posted in 2009 by a witness who calls himself J.B. He claims that as a child, he used to live by the woods of Wisner Road, Ohio, near a place called the Lundgren Barn. It was here that he would have his unusual encounter, which he would describe thus. "It was an early autumn night, around 10 p.m., when I heard my dog bark, and I ran outside to see what was going on. When I went outside to see what the commotion was all about, I found my dog lying there bleeding. I looked towards the woods and saw what I believed to be a small figure with very pale skin and a large head. When the creature saw me, it ran into the woods. I went out the next morning and followed the tracks, but they stopped near a creek." It is worth noting that Wisner Road in Kirkland, Ohio, is a notorious hotspot for Melonhead sightings. Indeed, certain roads have become known as being magnets for Melonhead activity, where sightings are especially frequent and mutilated animals can supposedly be sometimes found strewn about the vicinity. Another of these roads, which is probably the most famous of the Melonhead roads of all, is a road called Velvet Street, which runs through Trumbull and Monroe, Connecticut, and it's more well known for its sinister nickname, Dracula Drive. There have been scores of alleged Melonhead encounters along this road, and one of the more dramatic was one written of in Joseph Citro's book, Weird New England. The account comes from the 1980s, when a group of girls named Megan, Sue, Kim, Deb, Jen, and Karen were out on a joyride one Friday night. The group decided to take a ride down Dracula Drive for kicks, knowing full well about all of the dark folklore of Melonheads that orbited it. As they turned onto the secluded road, none of them thought they would actually see one of the beasts, and they even parked their car to get out and explore. It would apparently be a decision they would soon regret. As they walked down the road, giggling and trying to spook each other with scary stories, they allegedly heard the door of their car open, after which it started up and then actually came driving towards them, the mysterious thief obscured by the dark and the blinding headlights. The car barreled towards them, forcing them to jump off into the tree line, and when they looked around, they would finally see the car thieves within as the vehicle passed. They were described as child-sized humanoids, dressed in ragged clothes and with humongous heads and wide eyes that glowed with an orange light. The creatures could be heard giggling maniacally as the car sped past and off into the night, never to be seen again. Surely the bizarre notion of tribes of pale, vicious cannibals with oversized heads lurking in dark forests, killing animals and humans, seems like it must be pure urban legend and absurdity. And it likely is. Yet this has not stopped people from continuing to report sightings of them from time to time. And indeed, there are many who swear they are real. Urban legend or something else, the Melonheads are certainly one of the weirder mystery monsters out there. When Weird Darkness returns, in parts of Africa, it's not the werewolf you need to look out for, but the werehyena, and it's almost always the local blacksmith that is the man behind the monster. Plus, a young girl is surprised to find the Easter Bunny visit her in the middle of the night, but many years later, she learns it wasn't either of her parents. But first, does the Vatican have a device that allows them to see in the past and the future? Some believe they do, and if it were to ever fall into the wrong hands, it could then create the scariest dictatorship the world has ever seen. We'll learn about the Vatican's Chronovisor up next.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaii mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Conspiracy theories will continue to live with humanity, probably until the end of mankind on Earth. Of course, not every theory stands the chance of being true. But remember the old saying that in every rumor there is a little bit of truth. At the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican has been embroiled in many conspiracy theories. One of these theories is that the Vatican has a secret device called the Chronobuzzer, which it uses to look into past and future events. In the late 19th century, the English author H.G. Wells published his science fiction novel, The Time Machine. Although the work was fiction, it attracted interest in both the scientific and pseudoscience community. The novel became popular to the extent that some physicists believed traveling through time is possible. Although time travel still remains a controversy among the scientific community today, some scientists have proven the mission possible. In 2015, a group of scientists from the University of Queensland, Australia, simulated how time-traveling photons might behave, suggesting that, at the quantum level, the grandfather paradox, which makes time travel impossible, could be resolved. The study used photons, single particles of light, to simulate quantum particles traveling back through time. By studying their behavior, the scientists revealed possible strange aspects of modern physics, concluding that time travel is possible. Having established this fact with the modern-day scientific community, the Vatican's Chronovisor rumor appears to have an element of truth. In May 1972, an Italian newspaper published an article titled, "A Machine That Photographs the Past Has Finally Been Invented." The article alleged that the machine capable of this extraordinary task is called the Chronovisor and was invented by Vatican insiders. The article further revealed that the device enables its user to observe future as well as past events, and that the machine the Vatican possessed is one of the greatest guarded secrets humanity has ever had. This article was the first to shed light on the Chronovisor publicly. But as for those familiar with activities that go on inside the Vatican, the article wasn't surprising. According to details of the article, many scientists contributed to the building of the Chronovisor in the 1950s under strict supervision of the Vatican. Father Pellegrino Maria Ernetti, an Italian physicist who later became a priest, is said to have led the project. He received technical and important information from Nobel laureate Enrico Fermi and the famous rocket scientist Wernher von Braun. The article described the machine as a small object that is equipped with a number of antennas, composing entirely of precious alloys, cathode tubes, some dials, and levers. The device is capable of capturing specific locations, important events in the past, and those that are yet to come. In 1997, the German author Peter Crossa revealed more details of the Chronovisor in his book, Father Ernetti's Chronovisor, The Creation and Disappearance of the World's First Time Machine. Crossa had a personal encounter with Father Ernetti before Ernetti's death in 1994. The priest told Crossa that he had, in fact, invented the machine. Father Ernetti confirmed that he used the machine to witness the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and other major historical events, including the founding of Rome in 753 BC. He also claimed to have attended a performance of a previously unknown play by the Roman playwright Quintus Ennius by the help of the machine. According to Crossa, Ernetti said he used the machine to witness the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, as well as witnessing Napoleon, the Roman philosopher Cicero, and other great and momentous historical and biblical episodes. However, when asked about the whereabouts of this amazing device, Father Ernetti refused to answer, saying he was not allowed to talk about the location or whether the device was still being used or not. Apart from what Crossa published, others who were close to Father Ernetti speculated that Father Ernetti himself decided to dismantle the machine due to fear of the machine falling into the wrong hands. Father Ernetti is reported to have said if the chronovisor fell into the wrong hands, it could then create the scariest dictatorship the world has ever seen. Another source also quoted Father Ernetti as saying, Pope Pius XII forbade us to disclose any details about this device because the machine was very dangerous. It can restrain the freedom of man. The Vatican later denied links with the machine, warning that anyone using an instrument of such characteristics would be excommunicated. This warning prompted many conspiracy theorists to believe the Church is hiding the chronovisor from the rest of the world. Whether this is true or not, the chronovisor rumor still hangs around the neck of the Vatican, refusing to disappear. Do you believe the Vatican has no knowledge of the machine, or do you believe the rumor? The United Kingdom is home to the eerie, body-morphing creature known as the Phantom Black Dog. On rare occasions, people have described the mysterious red-eyed dogs taking on multiple forms, including large cats and even bear-like animals, and walking upright, no less. The United States has its very own supernatural equivalent of the Phantom Black Dog. It's the morphing and mysterious coyote. Far less well-known is a somewhat similar creature that lurks and roams within the continent of Africa. It's known as the were-hyena. It's a beast that some believe is actually a human who becomes a hyena. Others, meanwhile, teach that it's a hyena which has the ability to take on human form. Before we get to the matter of the supernatural hyena, though, let us first look at its regular, normal equivalent. Widespread across East Africa and South Africa, the hyena is a formidable and highly dangerous animal, one which will not think twice about attacking, killing, and even eating people if it comes down to it. Muscular and athletic, the hyena can reach a height of around 3 feet and can live for up to 25 years. Now, we'll examine the far stranger side of the hyena, the one which is dominated by the undeniably strange matter of morphing from one form to another. As far as the morphing beast of Africa is concerned, it is East Africa and North Africa where the creature is predominantly said to dwell. One of the most visible of the various bodies of African were-hyenas is that which is known as the Bultunjan. It voraciously and savagely hunts in the vicinity of Lake Chad, which borders upon northern Nigeria. In 1883, Gerald Massey wrote of this particular controversy in The Natural Genesis. Quote, in the Kanuri language of Bornu, Africa, the name of the hyena is Bolta, and from this is formed the verb Bultunjan, which signifies, I transform myself into a hyena. There is a town named Kalbutinowa, the inhabitants of which are said to possess this faculty of transformation. Unquote. Massey was of the opinion that this belief could be explained away in wholly down-to-earth fashion, and as a result, the donning of the hyena skin in their religious masquerade. But is that all there is to it? Rites and rituals and nothing else at all? Not according to the locals, it's not. Far from it. Throughout Morocco, the Lake Chad area, and Tanzania, there is an intriguing belief that each and every blacksmith has the ability to take on the form of a hyena, chiefly as a result of the same blacksmiths also being experts in the fields of magic and sorcery. Whereas the werewolf traditionally surfaces when the moon is full, the blacksmith-turned-were-hyena is limited to activity during daylight hours. Interestingly, in Tanzania, there is a long-standing belief that witches travel on the backs of supernatural spotted hyenas late at night, and in much the same fashion that the traditional European witch takes to the skies on the traditional broomstick. Moving on, we have the were-hyena of the Republic of Mali in West Africa. The Republic is home to a secret society known as the Corps. Jurgen W. Fremjen says, "In the magicality of the hyena, beliefs and practices in West and South Asia, that members of the society become hyenas by using zoomorphic helmet masks and playing dramatic roles, both of which refer to the dirty habits, trickiness, and nastiness of the animal mentioned above. They may also be used to invoke fear among the participants. Real shape-shifting hyenas, or tales born out of graphic, violent rites and rituals? The question remains wide open and is very much dependent on belief systems." When I was younger, I used to live by the woods and could see a cemetery from my back porch. One Easter, I remember waking up and seeing the Easter Bunny, and what really gets me is I remember smelling the wet hay. When I woke up, I didn't tell anyone, but there was an extra Easter egg in my house that my parents didn't hide. Years later, when I was in high school, I asked my parents if they ever dressed up like the Easter Bunny and came into our room. They said they would never go through so much trouble. Then my younger sister, who I shared a bunk bed with when this happened, said she remembers when the Easter Bunny came into our room and made a remark about the hay smell. I was terrified that we both remembered seeing a person dressed as a bunny in our room. To make it even stranger, I told the friends I sat with at lunch what happened. One of the girls was my neighbor across the street. She told me one Easter, a long time ago, she looked out her window during the night and saw the Easter Bunny standing in her driveway. I had chills. To this day, I am terrified of people in rabbit costumes. Coming up, some fathers will do whatever it takes to protect the virtue of their daughters. One man's solution came at the end of an axe blade. And a man believes the creature in his nightmares may be trying to speak with him. These stories when Weird Darkness returns.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thursday, December 13, 1877, began as an ordinary day for Alfred Jones, a 72-year-old farmer in Linville, Ohio. He walked to Brownsville and returned home about 11, had lunch, sat down to relax, and dozed off. He awoke when he heard the sound of squeaking shoes coming from the back porch. He had heard that sound before and thought it meant his daughter was up to no good. Jones went out the back porch and caught a glimpse of someone disappearing down the ravine behind the house. He followed after and met his daughter Susanna coming back up the hill, carrying three large flat stones she planned to use as stepping stones in a marshy area near the house. 41-year-old Susanna had never married. After her mother died 21 years earlier, she stayed to keep house for her father. She had recently joined the Lutheran Church, against her father's wishes, and he suspected that she was inappropriately intimate with several of their married neighbors. Jones helped his daughters carry the stones up the hill, then suddenly turned and said, "You had a man over there." "Father, you accused me wrong," she replied. Enraged, Jones picked up a hatchet lying nearby and began assaulting Susanna with it. She warded off the blows and managed to run about 50 yards before he caught up to her. After a brief struggle, Jones overpowered Susanna, raining blows with the hatchet until she lay dead in a pool of her own blood. He hid the bloody hatchet under the house and put his blood-stained coat and shirt in an ash barrel. Inside the house, he cleaned up and put on his best clothes, then walked 12 miles into town where he surrendered to Sheriff Schofield. At first, the sheriff and his men laughed at the old man confessing to murder, thinking he must be drunk. Jones denied that he was drunk, saying, "I'm a Virginian, and it's Virginian grit when a man has broken the law to give himself up and suffer the penalty." The sheriff took Jones into custody, then went out to his farm to see for himself. He found Susanna dead on the ground, and he and his men located the hatchet and bloody clothes. Alfred Jones was indicted for first-degree murder, but it was assumed that he was insane. Neighbors had known Susanna Jones as an industrious, amiable, and intelligent woman who took good care of her father. There was not the slightest ground for her father's suspicion of adultery. But Jones remained convinced that his daughter had done wrong and used the Bible to justify killing her. He said he had read the scriptures three times and they declared whoever committed adultery should be put to death. It was his duty to kill her. While acknowledging the enormity of his crime, Jones showed no remorse. He asked the sheriff if he would be compelled to pay for his board and lodging while in prison, and thought it best if he were hanged as soon as possible. The Stark County Democrat said, "Alfred Jones, the Linville murderer, if not a lunatic, is an idiot." At his trial the following April, Jones was treated as sane, but was not sentenced to death. He was convicted of second-degree murder and spent the remainder of his life in the penitentiary. I've been having some nightmares lately involving a man standing at the bottom of my bed. I can't see his face, but can make out his outline. He doesn't move. He just stands at the bottom of my bed. I presume he is staring at me. When I wake up in the morning, I can vividly remember the dream. It's been happening for several weeks. I've also started to notice that little things have been happening around the house. I live alone, and I woke up last Thursday to find that the fridge door was wide open. I also found my wallet had been moved, and I've been noticing tapping and creaking sounds at night. I never noticed these things before, and I do feel they are connected to my dream. The house I live in isn't old. It's a new building. I don't know anything about the history of the area. Is it possible for a spirit to want to get in touch with me via my dreams? The phrase "glitch in the Matrix" was first coined in the 1999 film The Matrix, which posited the idea that humanity is living in a giant computer simulation. Over the years, "glitch in the Matrix" has become shorthand for an example of an unusual occurrence that cannot logically be explained. And it happens so often
that Paranormality Magazine has dedicated a section of their publication to it. Here's one of their recent stories from the August 2023 edition. From Redditor WeeU. This happened this afternoon, and I'm still super weirded out. I have yet to find a single plausible explanation to what went on. My husband and I live in a small work-in-progress cabin in the woods on an acreage in Atlantic Canada with two parrots, a rabbit, a senior citizen cat, and two absolutely rambunctious dogs. My husband just can't say no to something fluffy that is in need of a home. Cleaning up after this zoo is quite the daily effort. As I was going about my chores today, I decided to toss the dogs outside for a while so I could suck up the previous day's layer of dog fluff without them declaring war on our vacuum machine, as their hatred for the vacuum is quite passionate. Once the dogs were outside and merrily jumping around in the mud puddles, I got to work on the floors. I did a really thorough vacuum job today, even getting on my hands and knees to suck up the fluffies that were nesting underneath the tables and furniture. After I wrapped up the chores, I went to go retrieve the dogs. The dog run is accessible by a doggy door that is off of a room that's completely separate from the room I was cleaning. As I already mentioned, the cabin is a work in progress and entirely unfinished, and the room with the doggy door is the newest room to be added onto the build, and is even more unfinished than the rest. I entered into this room and shut and latched the door behind me, as I knew that the soggy dog stampede was going to be fierce. I planned on letting the pooches dry off in that separate room while I went to town to run a couple errands. I opened the doggy door, and the two canines bounded into the room and began to shake and pounce and play with all their dogly enthusiasm. They were soaked and muddy and seemingly more than content to hang out in this room, so I undid the latch on the door that led to the main room and carefully opened it a crack, just enough to squeeze my body through so that the dogs could not follow after me. I closed the door behind me and latched it shut, picked up the water bowl, and reached for some toys, so that I could toss them into the side room to keep the dogs entertained while I was gone. As soon as I entered the main room and looked down, however, I absolutely froze. There were fresh, muddy paw prints on the floor that I had just cleaned. I could still hear the dogs bouncing around on the other side of the door in the room I had locked them into. They did not follow me. And yet, here I was, looking at fresh, muddy paw prints that were not here a moment ago. Perhaps there was mud on the bottom of my flip-flops, and I had made the prints myself. I lifted my feet, one at a time, and the bottoms of my flip-flops were totally clean. The prints were not from me. Then I lifted my gaze and was horrified to see that the paw prints continued, all down the length of the room from the kitchen to the front door of the cabin, where they suddenly stopped, as though a muddy dog had taken a single run through the length of the room and then completely vanished. The prints only went in the one direction. There were no smudges of mud or backwards prints to indicate a muddy dog changing direction in any way, just a straight line of fresh, wet, muddy prints, and then nothing. They weren't there moments before. My dogs had not entered the room and were still locked up in another room. There were no other creatures in this room and no possible entrances for rogue invaders. I have no explanation. I don't understand. I feel like I'm either losing my mind entirely or else, in an alternate timeline, one of the dogs slips past me into the cleaned room and runs down the floor and somehow the timelines bled together for a moment, just long enough for alternate dimension dog to leave the muddy paw prints and then vanish back into his own timeline. Thanks for listening. If you missed any part of tonight's show, or if you want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast app at weirddarkness.com/listen, or search for Weird Darkness wherever you listen to podcasts, even YouTube. You can follow Weird Darkness on social media by visiting the Contact Social page on the website. And please, tell others about Weird Darkness who love the paranormal or strange stories, true crime, monsters, or unsolved mysteries like you do. Doing that helps make it possible for me to keep doing the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your own paranormal experiences by clicking on Tell Your Story at WeirdDarkness.com. All stories in Weird Darkness are purported to be true unless stated otherwise, and you can find links to the stories or the authors in the show notes, which I have already posted to the Weird Darkness website. Glitch in the Matrix is from Paranormality Magazine. If you'd like to subscribe to the magazine, just visit WeirdDarkness.com/magazine. Lesser-known Morphing Monsters, the Shapeshifter Hyena, was written by Nick Redfern. The Vatican's Chronovisor is by Amando Flavio. The Linville Murderer is by Robert Wilhelm. Spirit Communicating Through My Dreams was written by Ari Lancaster. The Easter Bunny Creeper was submitted anonymously to WeirdDarkness.com. And Strange Encounters with the Bizarre Melonheads was written by Brett Swanser. Weird Darkness is a registered trademark. Copyright Weird Darkness. And now that we're coming out of the dark, I'll leave you with a little light. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And a final thought, I just read, behind every successful person is a pack of haters. So if you could all please start hating me now, I'd really appreciate that. I'm Darren Marlar. Thanks for joining me in the Weird Darkness.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Rescuers today found a helicopter that was carrying the Iranian president that crashed in a mountainous area northwest of Iran. No sign of life detected. Early Monday morning, Turkish authorities released what they described as drone footage showing what appeared to be a fire in the forest they suspected to be wreckage of a helicopter. Drone footage showed the tail of the helicopter and burned debris all around it. Along with the Iranian president were Iran's foreign minister, the governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, and other officials and bodyguards. The incident comes as Iran launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel last month and has continued to enrich uranium closer to weapons-grade levels. Iran's also faced years of mass protest against its Shiite theocracy and violence towards women. Again, the Iranian president and foreign minister are presumed dead following a helicopter crash. Former President Trump says the Biden administration policies have been an absolute nightmare.
Second Amendment is under siege. Our Constitution is being run through the shredder. Our borders have been obliterated. Inflation continued to rage, and it's raging right now again.
Addressing National Rifle Association members in Texas, he thanked them for their patriotism.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you, loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
A live stream portal linking New York and Dublin is back open after being shut down last week. It's called The Portal. It features a pair of installations. Each have a giant screen and video camera, one in New York, the other in Dublin. Shut down last week following what the Dublin City Council called inappropriate behavior. One woman in New York City bared her chest on camera. More at townhall.com.
As anyone living with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? What are you not doing that you wish you were? What would you do if you felt better? The answer is likely a lot. That's why I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it's been incredibly effective, even life-changing for so many people. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. Whether it's your neck, back, joints, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800, the number for relief, and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number for relief. Here's to less missing out and more living life with relief.
Four.
A deadly train collision in upstate New York.
A community is mourning the deaths of three people in a pickup truck, including a child killed when the vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train. Authorities say a six-year-old boy is among the three people killed in the accident Friday in the small town of North Tonawanda, New York. The other victims were a man and woman in their late 60s. Authorities say the train was on its way from New York City, heading to Niagara Falls when the accident occurred, and that no one on the train was injured. Local media is reporting the pickup truck became trapped between crossing gates when the Amtrak train came through. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NYPD looking for the man who slashed a woman with a blade inside a Manhattan subway station. The 36-year-old victim had a cut on her legs. It was taken to Bellevue. News and analysis at townhall.com. The political world has lost a respected member.
CNN political commentator and veteran political advisor Alice Stewart has died. She had worked on a number of GOP presidential campaigns, including those of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Police say her body was found outdoors in the Bellevue neighborhood in Northern Virginia. They believe she suffered a medical episode. Alice Stewart was 58. Jason Walker reporting.
Republican Senator Tim Scott says he supports drug tests for President Biden before his first debate. This after former President Trump over the weekend called on Biden to be drug tested, saying that Biden was high as a kite during his State of the Union address. Scott, in an interview with Fox, asked why not have a drug test, calling Biden's State of the Union performance surreal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first this time, Jack Benny's longtime boozy bandleader heads up his own comedy program alongside his real-life wife, as we'll offer up the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Later, as Fanny Bryce says, Baby Snooks. As to this opening married couple, Alice was famous first. She began showing up in major motion picture musicals in the early 1930s, seen in both 1934's George White Scandals and its sequel the following year. Some of her best-known movie roles were in the following pictures: Every Night at 8, Wake Up and Live, Poor Little Rich Girl, and Alexander's Ragtime Band. While Alice Faye was entertaining film audiences, her future husband was being heard alongside Benny. Phil Harris would join Jack's popular radio program in 1936, and then a decade or so later, got his own show. And here it is. This episode, with the provocative title, Who Will Replace Phil?, is from March 22, 1953.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents, transcribed, The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. It has often been said that no one is indispensable. However, Phil Harris thought he was until his sponsor proved otherwise. But more about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor.
Hey, Alice. You should have heard the trumpet player in the band describing his new 1953 RCA room air conditioner. It's the first time I've ever heard him make any sense with that hipster talk.
What'd he say, Phil?
Well, first he says, man, it's the coolest.
Why, sure. The RCA room air conditioner cools the air, filters it, and it removes excess moisture, too. What else, Phil?
He said it was really the most.
Naturally. The new RCA room air conditioner is the most sensible way to really feel better when hot weather days are muggy and humid.
And then he said, man, it's groovy.
Oh, he was probably talking about the adjustable grill that distributes the air evenly throughout your room.
Crazy, Alice, crazy.
That's right. People who got an RCA room air conditioner last year are just crazy about it. What's he saying now, Phil?
Oh, he just wanted to remind me to say that for finest installation and service, he got an RCA factory service contract, too.
Thanks, Phil and Alice. I'd like to tell you briefly about another RCA product. Whether you're a bride or a food authority like Duncan Hines, you can banish menu monotony with a new 1953 RCA Estate range. Its greaseless hideaway griddle makes meals tastier and more healthful. Its barbecuer gives charcoal-done goodness to meats and chicken. Adds sparkle to the simplest menu. See RCA Estate, gas or electric. The range that grills, bakes, barbecues. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. Last Friday, Phil and his band left to make a personal appearance at the automobile show in San Francisco. Phil almost didn't get away because of... But let's go back to Friday and see what happened.
Hey, Elliot. Tonight, we leave for little old San Francisco. Yeah.
We'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah. Hey, Curly, remember the first time you and I went to San Francisco alone? Yeah. Yeah. You were single at the time, Curly. I repeat, yeah. Ah, for the days of my unfettered youth. But don't get me wrong, a wife is a wonderful thing to have. If you're a married man. No, but I wish Alice were going along because, truthfully, I'm going to miss her. It's going to break my heart to be away from my little bride for 10 whole days. And I know I'm going to be miserable all day and just probably cry myself to sleep every night.
Well, why don't you take Alice along?
Because I like to suffer and shut up. Don't misunderstand me, Elliot.
Hey, Curly, I hope we'll have as good a time as the last time we played at San Francisco.
You remember that trip? Vaguely. I remember that farewell party they threw for us before the plane took off. Oh, that party was a gin dandy. No, you mean a gin dandy. Don't tell me what I had. You know, Curly, that was the first time I ever flew. How high are we flying?
14,000 feet.
No, that was a plane. We were a little higher. I think we were at 16,000.
I believe you're right. You know, as I recall, we landed 2 hours after the plane.
Now, look, Elliot. No cracks to Alice about some of our all-night poker games that we're going to have up there. You know, I mean...
Well, Phil, I got your bags all packed. I hope you have a good time in San Francisco while I sit at home and twiddle my thumbs. Aren't you even going to ask me to come to San Francisco with you?
Well, before I do, what will your answer be if I do?
Well, why don't you ask me to go along and find out?
Careful how you word this, Curly. I think I got it. Alice, how would you like to fly to San Francisco through a blinding blizzard and land just in time for the earthquake season? Or we could drive up in my car, the one without any brakes. Or there's a runaway freight train going through Glendale at 6 o'clock. Or...
All right, all right, I can take a hint. Phil, somehow I get the impression that you don't want me to go along.
That's a lovely impression. Hang on a minute, kid. Ah, no, honey, we're only kidding. If you really want to go to San Francisco, all you have to do is say you want to go to San Francisco, and you can go. As soon as I get back.
You can stop worrying, Phil. I just wanted you to ask me. I can't possibly go up there with you anyway.
You can't? Why not?
Well, because we have the children to consider, and somebody has to stay here and do our radio program on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, the show. Do you think you'll be able to do it alone there?
Well, I think I can. I rewrote the opening. We'll start the show with a fanfare, and then Bill Foreman, the announcer, says, "For your enjoyment, here is the Alice Faye Show without Phil Harris." After that, I'll do a song, and then your replacement comes out, and we do a comedy scene together.
Wait. What replacement?
Well, you're going to be gone, dear, so I figured I have to have another comedian to work with.
Yeah, that's right. What comedian are you planning on getting?
Tyrone Power.
Oh, a very funny man. Oh, great baggy pants comic. Oh, he'll really yak it up.
Yes, I thought he'd
get down, Myrtle, down. What are you talking about? Tyrone Power can't do no comic scenes.
Oh, what a pity. I guess we'll just have to do a love scene.
You ain't gonna have to do nothing, and you ain't getting no replacement for me.
But, Phil, what are we gonna do on the show Sunday?
I got it all figured out. Now, before I leave, I'll record 6 songs, and you can introduce them on the show. And don't talk too much between songs. It'll disturb the mood.
When are you going to record them, Curly?
I'm going to start right now.
But, Phil, you can't record now. Your band isn't here.
Don't worry. As soon as I start singing, they'll come out of the woodwork. And here they come now. I want some hominy grits and some red sugar-cured ham. Just give me a great big bowl of cream gravy, and I'll be such a happy man. If I can see magnolias blossom and azaleas in bloom, just lead me up to that table and give me lots of elbow room. I want some mammy fried hoe cake and some good old black-eyed peas. Let me have a hay rack full of hot biscuits and make my coffee black, if you please. 'Cause if you beat me a la Dixie in that style so grand, you're gonna have yourself a happy man. Sorghum molasses, you're gonna have yourself a happy man. Pass them hominy grits and give me some of that Tennessee hickory cured ham. Then I want an iron skillet full of that red-eye gravy, and wow, you got yourself a happy man. If I can smell magnolias blossom and azaleas in bloom, who lead me up to that table and give me lots of elbow room. I want some mammy fried hoe cake and some good old black-eyed peas. Then give me a hay rack full of hot biscuits
and make that Java black if you please. Now if you beat me, I'll a Dixie in that style so grand. You're gonna have yourself a happy man. Hog bone and honey, you're gonna have yourself a happy man. A hush puppy papa, you're gonna have yourself a happy man.
It's the Phil Harrison LSA Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Curly, that was a smasher.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, in fact, I won't bother recording five other songs for next Sunday. Alice, just play this one six times. Hey, there's a doorbell. I wonder who that is.
Well, it may be the sponsor. I forgot to tell you, Phil, he called this morning and said he was coming over to see you about something important.
The sponsor? Well, Alice, why didn't you tell me he was coming? I'm such a mess. I hate to have him see me in these rag curlers and this old kimono. What can I say to him?
Don't say anything. Maybe he'll think you're Shirley Booth and come back little Sheba.
Keep the sponsor waiting.
All right, I'll open the door. Oh, I'm just being self-conscious. Mr. Scott won't notice anything. Hello?
Well, Mrs. Harris, is your husband at home?
Well, thank you for the compliment, but I'm not Mrs. Harris. Just as pretty, but I'm not her. Don't let this kimono fool you, buddy. I got it as a gift from a geisha girl. Who are you, anyway?
I'm Mr. Clark of RCA Victor.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, sir. Come in. See, I was expecting Mr. Scott. Where is he?
Well, he was committed to a sanitarium, a very sad case.
Oh, well, that's terrible. When did it happen? Who sent him there?
The company did when he picked up your option.
Oh, dig that crazy sponsor. Hey, Mr. Clark, you've got a great sense of humor.
Mr. Scott is just away for a rest. Pressure of business, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's nothing serious. By the way, I want you to meet my wife, Alice. Honey, this is Mr. Clark, the sponsor's representative.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Clark. Where's Mr. Scott?
Oh, he's on a sabbatical at the Happy Academy.
He finally flipped his lid, huh? Yeah, that's a shame to think that this should happen to such a nice old screwball.
Elliot, Mr. Scott is not a screwball. He just went away for a rest, that's all. Hey, by the way, Mr. Clark, I want you to meet Elliot Lewis.
Oh, so you're Mr. Lewis. Well, Mr. Scott told me all about you.
He did?
Yes, and you know something? You look it.
I don't like him.
Never mind who you like. What, Mr. Clark, Alice told me you called and wanted to see me. What's on your mind?
Well, Harris, I understand you're going up to San Francisco to the automobile show. I want to know who you're getting to replace you while you're gone.
Oh, Mr. Clark, you don't need no replacement. I have a wonderful idea for the show. You see, I recorded 6 songs, and you can play them all on Sunday.
You mean you made 6 records, and on Sunday we play them, and the public will hear nothing but you singing for a whole half hour?
That's right. What do you think of the idea?
Drop dead.
Now, just a minute. What's wrong with the public hearing my voice for a half hour?
Now, don't get me wrong, Harris. I like your voice, but, well, not for a half hour. And according to your contract, any time you're off the show, you must find a replacement who has as much talent as you.
That ain't fair. You're asking me to do the impossible. Now, let's face it. I'm the greatest thing to hit radio since the Static Trap.
Curly's right, Mr. Clark. I don't know anybody who has more talent than Phil Harris. And I can say that without fear of contradiction, because I don't know anybody.
Phil, aren't you being a little hammy?
No, I'm not. I'm just stating facts. I happen to be a great comic, I have a terrific voice, and I'm loaded with sex appeal. And if you insist on replacing me, there's only one way you can do it.
How?
You'll have to get Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Marilyn Monroe. And if you get Marilyn, you don't have to worry about the other two, because I ain't going no place.
I don't think you can get Marilyn.
Why not?
Because I ain't gonna let you.
Why don't you want Marilyn? What's the matter? You jealous or something?
Why should I be jealous of Marilyn?
Well, she's in pictures.
I was in pictures before she was.
She's a big star.
I was a star before she was.
She's kind of young.
I was young before. Oh, Phil Harris, you tricked me into that.
Look, Harris, I want a big star to take your place on the show while you're gone.
But, Mr. Clark, why do you have to have a big star?
Because I want the show to be good.
Why does it have to be good all of a sudden?
Curly's right. He's been doing a lousy show for 7 years.
Elliot, that ain't what I mean. Mr. Clark, does it have to be a big star?
Yes, it does.
But I won't have time to get one. I'm leaving tonight.
Then go out and hire one now.
Yes, sir.
And have him down at the NBC studio at 4:00. I want to see him before I give my okay.
Yes, sir.
I don't want any more trouble from you. Goodbye.
Now, just a minute, Baldy. You gone too far. I don't have to take this kind of talk from you.
Curly's
After
gone.
All, I'm a big man and nobody can talk to me that way. I got a good mind to punch you right in the nose.
Curly.
Look at him turn pale. Look at him crazy.
Curly.
What do you want?
He's gone.
I'll punch him anyway.
I said he's gone.
Oh, I guess I scared him off. I'm sorry I lost my temper. I hope I wasn't too rough on him. At what point in my tirade did he leave?
Just after you said yes, sir.
I have to get somebody.
I'm not going to have any good-looking young comic on the show while I'm gone. I'll get some broken-down character to work with you, and I guess...
Anybody home? I brought the groceries.
Leave them on a table, Julius. Thanks.
Just a minute, Phil. I'm not going to stand for this. I refuse to be stuck with a homely old man who can't sing a note and has absolutely no talent.
I don't blame you, sir. When are you going to divorce old cotton mouth?
Julius, I'm not talking about Mr. Harris.
I am.
All right, kid. Be quiet. We're trying to think of somebody to replace me. You see, I'm not going to be on my radio show next Sunday.
Why not?
Going to San Francisco? You see, they've asked me to appear at the auto show.
What are you going to appear as, a Model T or an old Essex?
Well, Phil, I have an idea for a replacement. Why don't you get somebody who can imitate you, somebody who can sing like you? That would satisfy the sponsor.
Yeah, and that way I couldn't get hurt either. But where can I find somebody who sounds like me?
Get an old cow, build a fire under her, and you got it. Replace you on the show. I do a wonderful imitation of you.
You imitate me?
Sure, I'll show you. Won't you come with me to South Dakota? Come and see my dear old mother. She's boiling the eggs and spoiling the butter. And that's what I like about the South. Hootman.
What are you trying to do, Yankee? Start another civil war?
I thought he was good, Curly. He's got all your actions down pat.
Maybe so, but he don't sound nothing like me. Oh, what's the use? We ain't gonna find nobody who can sing like me. I don't know why the sponsor doesn't just play my records.
Look, Curly, you forget your records, the sponsor doesn't want them, and... Curly, I got an idea. Did you ever see them record acts?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, where they play the record of some star and somebody else mouths it, makes believe he's singing it?
Yeah. You mean for the audition today, we play one of my records off stage, and Julius makes believe he's singing it on stage, and I tell the sponsor that the kid sings it just like me, and... I didn't leave out anything, did I?
No, the plot's set. I think the idea's great.
I think it's sensational.
I think it stinks.
Look, Julius, if I gave you $20, what would you think?
The aroma is starting to improve. Could you perfume it up a little more?
I'll make it 30.
Make it 40, and I couldn't tell it from Taboo.
All right, I'll make it 40. Look, we'd better get to the studio before Mr. Clark gets there so we can set this whole thing up.
Phil, you can't do this to the sponsor.
Well, I can try.
Phil, really.
Please, honey, I'll take care of this. You stay here and sing. You'll find the band in the woodwork where I left them.
I hear singing, and there's no one there. I smell blossoms, and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing.
I don't.
It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice.
Oh, thank you.
Your heart goes pitter-patter. We know just what's the matter.
You do?
Because we've been there once or twice.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Put your head on our shoulder.
Love it.
You need someone who's older.
I do.
A rub down with a velvet glove.
So true.
there is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and trees up there. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I hear tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite.
There is stars that you can take to release that pleasant
ache. Are twinkling in my eyes, I wonder why.
We're just in love.
Well, Mr. Clark, I got my replacement for Sunday, and here he is. Little Julius Abruzzio.
How do you do?
Hiya, Clarky.
Harris, come here a minute. What's he going to do on the show?
Oh. Well, see, he's going to impersonate me. And you want to know something? When this kid sings, he sounds just like me. Now, you just sit there in the front row and listen to this kid. He sounds so much like me, the audience won't even know that I'm not on the show.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay. Elliot, yeah. Get behind the curtain and put my record on.
Yeah, all right.
Julius, you stand in front of this mic, and when the record's being played, you mouth the words just as if you were singing it.
Okay.
All right. If we're all ready, you ready? Okay, now look, Julius, you take the downbeat from me. One, two.
And then he'd row, row, row. Right up that river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her then, he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when, and then he'd fool around and fool around. Row, row, row. A little further he would row, just he and Flo.
How do you like him, Mr. Clark?
Very good. The boy does a splendid job. You know, I think he sings better than you do.
Row, row, row. Oh, he don't sound as good as me.
I think I sound better.
What do you mean, better? Nobody thinks better than me.
Let's leave it up to Mr. Clark. What do you think, Mr. Clark?
Well, I think that...
Roll, roll, roll. A little further he would roll, just he...
Julius, come over here.
Okay. Here, hold my oars, Mr. Harris. Roll, roll, roll. What's on your mind, Max?
Julius, how can you sing and talk at the same time?
Easy, I got two heads. I always carry a spare.
Julius! Look, just stop talking and keep mouthing them words.
Oh, yeah, the light.
Roll, roll. A little further he would roll, just here.
What was that?
The outboard motor. I got tired of rowing. I'm getting blisters on my head.
All right, stop it. Stop it, I say.
Shall I play the other side, Mr. Clark, or would you rather hear something by Liberace?
Oh, I got a great crew working for me.
Got all the low-down tricks, Harris, trying to palm a record off on me. Just for that, I'm picking the guest star for Sunday.
Well, if you insist, go ahead. But remember, in my contract, I got approval over who replaces me.
I've got a suggestion that might make everybody happy. Can I see you alone, Mr. Clark?
Yeah, very well. Excuse us a minute, Harris.
Hey, Curly, I don't trust that kid. He's going to louse you up.
How can he louse me? If I don't like the star he suggests, I just won't approve it.
Harris, Julius had a wonderful suggestion, and I think you'll go for it. Would you object to our putting a team on in your place?
That depends. Who are they?
There's a couple of unknowns named Joseph Levitt and Dino Corsetti.
Corsetti and Levitt? That sounds like a funeral parlor.
Well, then you won't object to their replacing you. You'll sign this approval form?
Why not? Let me have the form. How can I get hurt by a couple of guys with names like that? Corsetti and Levitt. Here's your form all signed.
Now can I go to San Francisco?
You go right ahead and don't worry about Sunday's show. Oh, one other thing. Joseph Levitt and Dino Crosetti, are their real names? I don't think that would sound well on the air. Do you mind if we use their stage names?
Well, maybe you'd better. What are their stage names?
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, that is right.
What? We'll be back in just a moment.
You can play any speed record, 45, 33 and a third, or 78, automatically with RCA Victor's new three-speed Victrola attachment. The center is the secret. For 45 RPM records, there's an ingenious slip-on spindle that holds up to 14 records. The changing mechanism is inside this large spindle, so your 45 records change from the center, the simple, modern, automatic way. When you want to play records of other speeds, just slip this spindle off. For new playing ease with any record, any speed, automatically, buy RCA Victor's new Victrola three-speed attachment. It can play through any radio, phonograph, or TV set, and is priced surprisingly low. Visit your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow. See how easy it is to enjoy this new automatic three-speed record player by RCA Victor.
This is Phil again. That's right, folks. Big thrill next week because our guests will be Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And I got news for you. I'm going to be around to see that they don't break up this studio. And I hope you folks will be around to listen to us because this should be a doo-wah-diddy. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Fred Clark. The part of Julius was played by Walter Kessler.
Next, over NBC.
From March 22nd, 1953, and indeed the following week, Martin and Lewis stopped by the show. At the time, Dean and Jerry were in their fourth and final season of their NBC radio series, and they were rocketing to fame as a movie tandem. In 1953 alone, they would star in three big-screen comedies, Scared Stiff, Money from Home, and The Caddy. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, the comedies continue, as we present a skit starring Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Right after this.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on three CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on three CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
E-ball is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues 33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The global elites are waging a war on our financial freedom. They want to control our future through digital currencies and a cashless society. By eliminating cash, they can track every transaction, impose negative interest rates, and even freeze accounts at will. But patriots are fighting back by investing in physical gold. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon here. I believe gold is the answer. It safeguards your wealth better than any other asset. And even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you can move your retirement savings into tangible, real gold without paying taxes or penalties. Rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into physical gold could be the smartest financial move you ever make. To learn more, get your free info kit from Birch Gold by texting PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898. Take a stand for your financial future. Text PREPARE to 989898 right now to receive your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group.
Music
Rewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Fanny Bryce was born in 1891 in New York City, and at age 16, she dropped out of school to work in burlesque, and later would be seen in every Ziegfeld Follies on Broadway from 1911 until 1923. Her precocious little girl character, initially known as Babykins, would first show up on the stage. Then from the mid-1930s until her death in 1951, Bryce was heard as Baby Snooks on radio. This upcoming skit, Police Calls, was just one part of an hour-long comedy musical variety show known as Good News of 1940, sponsored by Maxwell House Coffee. Be sure to listen closely to the voice of the police dispatcher, as I believe it is radio and television legend Gail Gordon. This is from January 4th of 1940.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fanny Bryce's Baby Snooks. Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has a new toy. For Christmas, his boss gave him a powerful short-wave radio set. And Daddy spends all his spare time fooling with it. Right now, we find him in his study, listening intently to the police calls.
Hope this is a good one.
Repeat on broadcast number 274. All cars be on the lookout for two men in green sedan wanted in holdup.
Clear as a bell.
Number one is described as 5'10", clean-shaven, wearing dark sweater and dark pants, carrying a blue steel revolver. No description on number two. These same men just held up a pedestrian in the vicinity of Clump and Turnwell, were last seen heading south on Market.
That's only a block away from here.
Additional information on number one. This man has a scar on his left cheek and speaks in a very high voice. That is all.
Oh, I'd like to get my hands on those ruffians for 5 minutes. Why, I'd tear them apart.
Pick them up.
Oh, don't shoot, please.
Did I scare you, Daddy?
Snooks, what are you doing out of bed at this time of night?
I had to get up.
What for?
The lamp fell down and got broke.
Oh, it did. How did that happen?
It happened when I was quietly pushing it off the table with my nose.
Now, what kind of insanity is that? Why should you push a lamp off the table with your nose?
I was playing Pinocchio.
Do you mean to tell me you haven't been sleeping all this time?
I was asleep, but my nose was awake.
Well, I'll wake up something else if you don't go right to bed.
I'm afraid to sleep in the dark, Daddy.
Oh, nonsense. Am I afraid to sleep in the dark?
No.
Well?
But you got Mummy to look after you.
Never mind that. You go back to your room.
All right. Daddy.
What is it?
When I get married, can I sleep with the light on?
No.
Why?
Because only owls sleep in the light.
Then I'm going to marry an owl.
All right, marry an owl.
What if he lays an egg in my bed?
Oh, stop that silly talk and go to sleep. It's after 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it ain't.
It is, too. You think I'd lie to you?
Uh-huh.
What?
Let me see your watch.
No. If I tell you it's 1 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock.
The time is now 9:15 p.m.
Who said that, Daddy?
Oh, that's on the shortwave set.
Uh-huh.
He means Eastern time. He's broadcasting from New York.
JFDR, Los Angeles Police.
Oh, guess my watch is a little fast. But it's way past your bedtime, anyhow.
Well, why don't you go to bed?
I'm listening to the police calls.
What's police calls?
Police calls are just... Now, wait a minute. Here's one.
Car 32, in front of the market at 10th and Main. See the woman. That is all.
Are you going to see her, Daddy?
No, that's for the police. They have to see her.
Why?
I don't know.
Is she pretty?
It doesn't make any difference to the police whether she's pretty or not.
Don't it?
No.
Why?
Because they have a job to do. The announcer calls for car 32 to carry out an assignment, and they do it, that's all.
How do they know about it?
They hear it over the shortwave radio, like I do.
How do we hear it, Daddy?
Through the radio.
What's radio?
It's exactly like the telephone, only it's different.
Why?
Because there are no wires. The police broadcaster is 15 miles away from the radio car, but they can still hear him.
Does he holler?
Nobody hollers!
You do.
That's because you make me.
Time to take a short break from Baby Sooks. We'll be back with more.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.
Welcome back to Baby Sooks on When Radio Was.
Now look, if you don't interrupt, I'll give you a very simple illustration of the difference between radio and the telephone. To begin with, suppose you had a dog 15 miles long.
Huh?
Suppose you had a dog 15 miles long.
Well, where would we keep him?
He's not a real dog.
I want a dog, Daddy.
Do you want me to explain this or not?
Want.
All right. Suppose you had a dog 15 miles long. One end of it's in the broadcasting station, and the other end is in the car.
Which end?
Any end you like.
Oh, then let's put it in the rumble seat.
All right. One end of the dog is in the rumble seat.
Where's the middle?
The middle is stretched over 15 miles.
Don't it hurt him?
I told you this is an imaginary dog. So one end is in the station, the other end's in the car. Now, if you kick him at one end, he barks the other. Comprehend?
Copperhead.
Well, what do I mean?
If you kick him in the rumble seat, he barks in the station.
Right. That would be the telephone.
Well, what's radio?
The same thing without the dog. Good night, you're going to bed.
Good night, no I ain't.
Now listen, Snooks, I'm warning you.
Car 11A in 22's district. Investigated shooting at the Elite Ballroom at 4th and Hedge. They're holding grocery store earlier this evening. He's also wanted for forgery, possible hit and run, arson, grand larceny, and murder.
Is that all?
That is all.
Hey, you see the kind of people roaming around, Snooks? Now you get in bed where you'll be safe.
All right, Daddy.
Car 14, at the rear of 166 North Clump, a prowler, that is all.
That's our house, Daddy.
Yes, so it is. Well, maybe you'd like to stay up a little longer, Snooks.
No, I want to go to bed, Daddy.
Okay. On the way to your room, have a look if that back door's locked.
It ain't on my way to my room.
Well, you can stop off in the kitchen and have a drink, can't you?
I ain't thirsty. Good night.
Well, good night. Kid's scared of her own shadow. I wasn't so comfortable, I'd go see for myself.
All cars, attention. Two hold-up men in the green sedan have been seen again at North Clump.
What are they hanging around here for?
A man with a high voice is very dangerous. Shoot on sight, that is all.
Must be a pretty tough egg if they do that.
Pick him up.
Oh, don't shoot, I'm a poor man.
It's me again, Daddy.
You little devil. I ought to give you a sound thrashing. Now go right to bed before I do.
Good night.
Kid's positively fiendish. Wait till I get hold of her in the morning. I'll...
Pick him up.
Snooks, I've warned you.
Pick him up.
Oh, you can't scare me anymore. And if you don't go to bed before I count three, I'll give you a spanking. You hear me, Snooks?
This ain't Snooks, and reach for the sky.
Oh, this is going too far. Oh! It's the high voice burglar.
Yeah.
Don't you, please. Take anything you want.
Who's there?
Don't squeal.
It's nobody, officer.
Officer?
Yes, there's a cop upstairs. I had him come in to look at the gas meter.
Are you sure it's a cop?
Why, of course. But if you leave, I won't turn you in.
A cop, eh? Why, I ought to blow
you.
Oh,
no, please don't.
Open in the name of the law.
Holy smoke. They're outside. I'm going.
After him, Sweeney, through the front.
Oh.
Daddy, what happened?
Huh? Nothing. Terrible burglar came in, but I got rid of him.
Did you?
Why, certainly. I wasn't going to let that big bruiser frighten me. I took his revolver out of his hand and threw it at him.
You're wonderful, Daddy.
Then I pitched him out through the window. Luckily, the cops were outside and they caught him. Good thing I was awake when he came in, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, come out from under the sofa and let's go to bed.
Huh? Oh, how did I get under here?
I know.
Oh, mind your own business. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
From January 4th, 1940, police calls of Baby Snooks and Daddy's Kid starring Fanny Bryce as Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. Originally featured on the variety series The Good News of 1940. I believe that was Gail Gordon as the voice of the police dispatcher. At the time, he would also have been primarily starring as Mayor LaTrivia over on Fibber McGee and Molly. And then for the next couple of decades on radio, he voiced many roles, among them Principal Conklin on Our Miss Brooks, Rudolph Atterbury on My Favorite Husband, Bullard on The Great Gildersleeve, and Rexall executive Mr. Scott on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time is about Funny Girl, the 1968 biographical musical motion picture with Barbara Streisand as Fanny Bryce, and Omar Sharif as her gambler husband, Nicky Arnstein. Ah, but in the original Broadway musical, which also starred Streisand as Bryce, the son of a silent film comedian played the Arnstein role. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Belda. Before the break, I asked you if you knew who starred alongside Barbara Streisand in the 1960s Broadway musical Funny Girl. When it was made into a film, Bryce's husband, Nicky Arnstein, was played by Omar Sharif. But on the stage, it was the son of a famed silent film comedian. The answer is Sidney Chaplin, the third son of Charlie. Well, that'll do her, folks, but please visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.